Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Let's get the weather report now from Carmela Soprano. Carm?
Oh, my God. You used to get me so hot down here.
She's hot.
My handsome man.
Very, very hot.
Are you insane?
Yes, she is.
What are you, a wise ass?
Just ahead of something brand new from our friend the Belcher, Al Roker, with a very awkward apology.
Oh, God, I heard this.
Hey, thanks, guys. We've come out here to cover the possibility of tornadoes, and as Natalie said, we did get some. I do want to take care of one thing, though. Yesterday at this time, we were talking about that 2012 London Olympics logo and how hideous it was, and how people were being suggested that they were having epileptic seizures by this thing. And I started joking about it, and I want to make this clear. I was not joking about epilepsy or anybody who suffers from epilepsy. We understand and know that is a serious affliction and would never joke about that. Joking about the logo, not about epilepsy. And if anybody was offended by that, I heartily and really humbly apologize that I was not trying to make fun of anybody who suffers from that affliction in their family. So if you were offended, I apologize. Just want to make that clear. Let's take a look, show you what's going on as far as your weather is concerned.
God.
Man, are they nervous? That's a lot of ass to cover. Let me just say.
Are they nervous enough on the Today Show?
A little.
Wow. He shows the potential to be a CBS program director.
He does indeed.
Jesus.
He was hemming and hawing and a stuttering and a stammering.
You're the douchebag. As far as making an on-air apology, though, we are sympathetic. We've done it a few times, too. Not like that, though. Not that...
You.
You're on the radio.
You.
Oh,
you.
It's him?
You're on the radio.
Is it him again?
You douchebag.
It's all him.
You're on the radio.
Yo?
Yep.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good. I've been enjoying the show for the last hour. The music is great. I have a friend that played with the Farfalotis band who played the Swinette with the Buzz Burbank Orchestra. I was wondering if you're...
Swinette. I'm unfamiliar with that.
You ever
device.
Done that? Smell your own fingers, maybe.
Wow. He's making sound.
I have to work on that one.
You know, see, you've wasted your effort, my friend, because we're on delay, and we cut out that sophisticated reference you made, and so what you said doesn't really hurt us. You're on the radio.
Hello.
Oh, you know, I'm beginning to recognize your voice.
Oh, well, I ate a lot of roast beef tonight, and my fart just...
Yep.
Hi.
How's the roast beef? And you're on the radio.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the radio.
Hey, Bob, I'm not feeling that funny tonight, so can you describe your... for us. I think that would be really...
Well, it's sort of like your face.
Oh, boy.
That's something there, boy.
That's great.
Sure, boy.
Yeah, there,
boy.
Hi, everybody.
You know.
You know.
You know.
You know.
You know.
You know. You can call Don and Mike anytime. From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What's his face look like? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
He got two things. He got a change in the demeanor. And I was like,
you didn't do it.
And then it said, you're sort of like your face.
And there was also that.
Yeah. Where he's just going, oh.
Yeah. Love it. Thank you, Mr. Belcher.
Stinky McStink Face.
Hi there.
What time is it?
All right.
this would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Big, 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 bigger than big, bigger than big, 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 big. Bang, 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 bang.
I like weight.
Bang, 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 bang.
You're making me sick. If it's human weight, save some for me. Uh-oh, Tango!
Uh-oh.
Is everybody happy?
That's using the old noodle.
Alright. Where's the goo?
What glorious goo?
Now, what about Paris Hilton?
Everybody can suck it.
That's right. What not? The weather from Carmella.
Oh my god. Used to get me so hot down there.
So hot.
Oh.
Here's Big Al.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome.
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 The show's gonna be
funny. Also, hi there, little brains. We are little brains just like ye.
Yeah, but put ours together and you get one.
It's the Don and Mike Show. On a bumper to bumper getaway. Good time Friday.
Yeah.
It's the Friday night Fight of the Lights.
Sure is.
Don't forget cartooners. Call with your favorite request from your mobile. Cartooning later this afternoon. And the 5 o'clock party whistle.
Oh, can't wait for that. That's going to be an exciting moment on the show, don't you think?
And we call all of the employees to come in and make them act like they're yelling and screaming and having a party.
But they're really not, Abby, because they're here.
They're staff to work until 5:30.
Super!
No such thing as a 5 o'clock whistle. Anyway, it's Friday.
Actually, in D.C., you should make it the noon whistle.
Yeah. And we all know what that means.
Yes.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Gotta be cruel to be kind.
That's right.
Tell me about it, Nick Lowe. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Hey, what's going on?
Hi there. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, I know you guys played the Belcher calls already, but there's a really good one from a couple weeks ago, Don. You were at court when they played it. And it was with that same guy, and the guy gave up and just said, I'm going to turn on the CD. Is there any way you could play that one more time?
You're now, the Belcher has elevated himself to request status now.
Wow. Sure, we'll find that. Absolutely. I'll look forward to it.
All right, Don, you're going to love it. That one's great.
You're going to love it, Don.
All right.
We will
all right, thank you.
Find it for you.
Get you out of the air.
Your face.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi there.
This is Super Dave.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
How are you guys? I'm
no,
in Baltimore.
Bye-bye.
Easy impression. Everybody can do Super Dave except you.
Goodbye. Get out of here. Have to start off by saying hi, I think, as you did a couple of weeks ago, Mike, to my internet service provider.
No.
They shall remain nameless.
Yes.
And with good reason. I had no internet service for, I think, what's today, Friday?
Yes.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh.
I told you that I called, and they just had the message saying between 2 and 17 days.
Yeah. Pretty hard to do your job without that, isn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, I got a lot. I thought, you know, what did they do back in Little House on the Prairie?
Right.
They used dial-up.
That's right.
They sat through dial-up back then.
Mr. So, Ingalls had to prep his radio
station. At the Mercantile, that's where you went to do your... That was the Kinko's of Walnut Grove, Rob.
That's right.
That's true. Minnesota.
You fags.
those are for me.
Walnut Grove, Minnesota.
Those are for me.
I have horrible flashbacks when they start going on Little House on the Prairie.
I know.
Those two queens.
Yeah, that's
talking about all the character names that I have no idea who they're talking about.
Two big sea suckers, me and Rob.
I like the Big Queens. Big Queens just somehow tells me it's one big drag show.
Wearing our house robes. With Little House on the Prairie.
You guys, for a while there, would come in every day, and talk about Little House on the Prairie.
Well, they used to run it every day. Now it's only on the Hallmark Channel, and my TV, just on general principle, won't go there.
And Pa Ingalls was Michael Landon, right? Yeah.
And Ma Ingalls was hot as Ingalls' balls.
What character did Merlin Olsen play?
He played the town closet homosexual.
Very good. Okay, no wonder you enjoyed that show.
Uh-huh.
That show. Hey, may I say a early birthday greeting prior to us getting rolling here? I want to say happy birthday tomorrow, Catherine, my daughter Catherine's birthday. She will be 10 years old.
Wow, double
digits. What am I saying? 12 years old. 12. Elizabeth's going to be 10. Catherine's going to be 12. 12 and 10. They're both going to be 12 and 10 soon.
So happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Catherine. We have a big birthday dinner for her tonight. So happy birthday to Catherine. She probably's not hearing this. She's in one of her exams, which she's doing right now. So
my ISP guy today... Well, that's what made me think Little House on the Prairie.
Right.
It's that slow?
Yeah. So I called today, and I was really Joe A-hole this time.
Yeah, well.
I called up, and I said, listen, it has been, and the guy said to me, well, as far as we can tell, and I could hear the, yep, the problem's been fixed in your area.
Right.
And I said,
you don't have it.
I said, no, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well.
You can hear him.
Yeah, he says,
a la the airline.
Yeah, he says, yes, it is. And I got very belligerent.
Good.
And I said, listen, pal, I've kind of kept this in my pants the last couple of days. I understand these things happen, but I need, you know, I've got to that point, almost like an addict. You know, I need to have my internet.
Sure.
And I'm telling you, you are not delivering. And he said, why don't you go turn on a TV and see if you have cable, because I get cable and internet through the same provider.
Right, that's
so why. So I go back to the other room and turn on the TV, and sure enough, there's the nice picture.
It's a good start.
So I'm on the wireless phone, and I say to him, "How you doing? I have the cable picture." He said, "Right, then your internet should be working correctly." And I said, "No, no, no." I said, "Please do not walk me down this road again." I said, are we going to go down this road of unplug everything and then plug everything back in again?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, really, that should fix the problem. And then I started to just give him a gigantic mug full of STFU.
Uh-huh.
I was just on this guy saying,
right.
Listen, we've evolved in our society to the point where every time something happens, it's unplugged for 30 seconds. I understand this. Everybody understands this. What's the problem? Nobody gets it. And the guy says to me, so, you unplugged the modem. I said, yes, 1,000 times, yes.
Can you look at your modem and know whether it's working or not?
Yeah.
So you got like one little light, right?
Well, there's a whole bunch of lights on there.
But I mean, if it's working, they're all going.
Yeah, and there's the one main one that stays on constantly.
And if it's just that, you know, it's screwed, right?
And then he said to me, after listening to this, he said very calmly, he said, do you have a wireless system in your house? And I said, yes. He said, do you have a network? And I said, yes. He said, and this is where he got a little smart-assy with me. He said, why don't you try, just humor me, because I know that you're the modern consumer that's done everything and has read all the books, but why don't you just humor me while I'm on the phone right now? Unplug your router and then plug it back in.
Right.
And because I don't even realize what's going on, I'm like, okay, Johnny A-hole, I'd be glad to. Hold on a moment.
Unplug the router?
That's right.
I unplug the router. I plug it back in. I pick up the phone and I go, well, I did it. He says, why don't you check out your computer?
Uh-huh.
Hit the button. And there it is.
Yeah. It's
and
on.
And all of this beauty.
All right.
And then he says to me.
He was right.
Then he says, I noticed in our service records that you first called about this problem 3 days ago. I said, correct. He said, during those 3 days,
oh, no.
Have you been able to watch cable TV? I said, yeah. I said, that's what I have in my bedroom, cable TV. He said,
if you had unplugged your router 3 days ago?
Yeah. He said, most likely, you would not even have been affected. It was just one of those gigantic things that they say, like if you live in a particular county.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I said, but you have guys up the street. I could see them with the cones.
Right.
He said, that really doesn't mean anything.
Apparently not.
Wow.
So he just blew you out of the water, kind of.
Yeah. So.
Pixie. Do you remember his name?
Dick. His last name was Face.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Face.
No, I
hope you enjoyed working on your computer.
I don't remember his name, but I...
Is your computer faster now?
Oh, it's just as fast as it ever was, Mike.
Before.
Fast as it ever was. Lightning fast. This is not my wife. Because it's a wild, wild life.
Wild, wild life.
No, I just felt like quite the dope, and I'm sure that what I got from this guy was what he'd been keeping inside through like 100 people yelling at him, telling him how he sucks and how they suck. And I'll give him credit. He kept it in his pants.
Uh-huh.
He was controlled. There was no way that I could turn to a supervisor and complain.
Right.
He was nothing but polite.
He was answering all the questions you had?
Pretty much. When we got to the part about the rotor, with a real big, the router. He had a really big smile on his face.
Yeah, I want you to try that.
That sounded in his voice that was like, okay.
I'm going to beat you.
Stupid, dumb ass.
I'd really like you to unplug the router now. Plug it back in. Do you have computer? Of course you do.
That's Mike. What are you, eavesdropping on my calls?
I've had guys like that, and yeah. I know the guys you're talking about. The guys that are bright enough where you're not going to go to a supervisor because they're smart enough where they are, but they have just a little attitude. And you know what? I would say, wouldn't you say it's a safe bet that 90% of the time those guys win? Because if they're smart enough to start with, they're usually going to walk you right through it.
And my own fault for having, you know, for laying all that on. But hey, don't even start with me about plugging in stuff, because I have plugged in there. I didn't touch the router not one time.
Technically, you might say he routed you. You've been routed.
Ouch. All I know is I got off the phone and my butt was bleeding.
Mm-hmm. You had computer.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You can take a picture of it and show it to everybody online.
Hello, Don and Mike. What's up?
Hey, just wanted to tell you that I love you guys. I've listened to you since you were on WAVA.
Well, most women do. Most women do love us.
You know, we are beloved in women's circles. You know that.
And I have a really long drive to and from work right now, where I'm working, and I just enjoy listening to you guys, and I just wanted to say thanks.
How long does it take you to get to the brothel, one way?
Funny. Funny.
I like that.
Funny.
Hour and a half.
Yeah.
90-minute commute, like we were talking about. So that means your commute is, what, about 28 miles?
No, I wish it was. It's like 75 miles one way.
Ooh,
boy, 75 miles.
That blows dead bear.
Where do you go from, if you don't mind me asking? What towns do you go from?
Southern Maryland down past Quantico.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, you must either really like your job or really not make enough money to live in the city, or really
love where you live,
or really like, love being in your car for 6 hours a day. Yuck!
You know, really, I'm thinking about your
money.
I'm thinking about your commute. Wouldn't your commute work better if you like acquired a boat?
It probably would.
A river boat.
Yeah, that would
you
be
could
great.
Technically go across the river. The river. Go from Southern Maryland. You know, take a small, inexpensive car. Get one of those little clown cars, like a Mini Cooper, and then take it to a rowboat that you have on the riverbank.
You know what? I saw a chick driving today out on Montrose Road.
What?
One of those smart cars.
They have them up here next to where I get my sandwiches.
She almost got totally just wiped out.
They're fast, aren't they, those smart cars?
Yeah, but they're impossible to see. They're almost motorcycle-like in the fact that they can slip by. There was this big-ass, I don't know what it was, some type of a truck carrying scrap metal and stuff. She zipped in front of him, and he pounded on his brakes. And just that car is so tiny.
It's like a golf cart.
It just missed her.
It's really the size of a golf cart. But I saw one. Maybe we saw the same one because there are not many of them around. But they look.
It was red.
They're
so red. One?
No, mine was. This was white. The one that I saw, and it's amazing how fast they are because they're just as fast as a regular car. But you're in, you know, you're in a non-protected golf cart environment.
Yeah.
You see this thing fly by,
stubby,
very, very scary.
Hey, listen. Thank you very much for the call.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for loving us.
But she's gone.
Goodbye. And now with breaking showbiz news, here
That's
is
right.
Buzz.
Paris Hilton has been ordered back to jail.
Yay!
Hello! Way to go. Way to be on that, Buzz.
The court of public opinion has spoken.
Good. A judge has ordered her back. It was a near riot outside her house today as reporters and paparazzi were all over the limo that took her away. As she
Everybody can suck it.
She wiped away a tear.
Everybody can suck it.
Behind her giant sunglasses. So she's going back to the joint.
Back to jail. Not happy at all. Not happy about it.
Not happy about it?
No, not a bit.
Did they say that she reacted? Or
No, she was crying. I mean, she was wiping away a tear as she stepped toward the limo and visibly crying. You'll find the pictures on TMZ.com once she got in the limo.
So did she go from the courtroom to the jail, or did she get to go back home first?
She didn't have to go to court. She's not going to have to go to court. I think she's going to be allowed to make her court appearance by phone.
No. She was actually arrested by sheriff's deputies. And brought to court. That was the last. That was the last.
Yeah, and that's when the paparazzi near riot occurred. Let's see. The latest twist
in
the case.
Is she back in the joint right now?
She should be by now. The last report I got is she was in the limo.
She was in court.
Right. This is the latest twist in the case. Came this morning after a judge ordered her to personally appear in person. After she was told she could make the appearance by phone, so she chose. Apparently between making a phone appearance and going in. She chose to go in, but she's still not happy about it.
Well, they ordered her to put the cuffs on her and brought her to jail.
How many days does she have to go in for?
We don't know yet. We're waiting to hear. She's merely been ordered to return to her jail cell. I would presume it's for the remainder of the 23 days she was supposed to spend there.
Well, when we get all the information, I think that this could flip-flop and end up helping her.
Yeah. Well, yeah. if she does the time, everybody's going to feel differently about her, even if she does it under duress. You know?
And even more so, maybe, that she'll come out now and everybody go, oh, look, poor Paris.
Poor Paris did 20 days in jail. But the big deal, the way I was reading this, Buzz, right before I came down here, is that a judge ordered her to appear in court. She wanted to do a conference call.
Right.
They ordered her. Sheriff's deputies went out to her house, put her in not a limo, but put her in the back of a cruiser and cuffed her.
Right.
And then they transported her to court. I'm just confused as to where the limo comes
this
in.
This is the latest information we can get from Metro Source of Westwood One, and that's the information that I'm reading to you now.
Watch it pop on TMZ.com.
I will do that. However, I will tell you that she left the courtroom today in tears, screaming, Mom, Mom, Mom.
All right.
All I know is they had a picture of her. She was in sweats, baggy sweats, when they were dragging her. No, they weren't dragging her, but they were. You saw the picture of her from a helicopter, and that's how they're covering this thing out
that
there.
Was crazy.
With her hands in back of her, and she was cuffed because anybody that's transported to court,
here's your story, Mike.
Okay,
From TMZ,
mm-hmm.
Paris Hilton was just ordered back to jail in Linwood to serve out the remainder of her sentence.
Very good.
Right.
She gets credit for 5 days already served. She left the courtroom in tears, screaming, Mom, Mom, Mom. Paris was physically escorted out of the courtroom by a female deputy. Her mom said, I'm paralyzed right now.
Oh, God, give me a break.
A sheriff says that Paris Hilton went straight from the courtroom to jail.
Bingo, there it is.
No timetable has been set on her departure.
Very good.
That's from TMZ.
Very good. TMZ has been on this like flies on it.
Harvey is all over that.
He is. And you know what I said to Buzz earlier today when we were talking about this. Isn't this amazing that this is a headline, the headline in mainstream media now?
Top story everywhere.
This is the top story,
regardless of who's
with legitimate news. You know, not just the TMZs, but this is everybody's talking about this.
At this point, I almost think that it is because so many people were pissed off yesterday that today it is a huge story. It's almost as if to say to people, hold on a second, things are not as effed up as you thought they were.
Yeah, and this judge is responsible for this, and I give him credit for this because, he's the one that, against the will of the sheriff's department there or whoever's control. It's L.A. County Sheriff, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. And, he's the one that made all this happen.
The judge.
I can hear. You don't have to shout. What do you want?
There's the judge right now.
Judge Rodney Melville.
Show him the way, dude.
That's clips of the courtroom.
Judge said he's
got no sense of responsibility.
Which trial was this from when it was Judge Melville?
Oh, my God. Who was Melville?
Was Melville the one for Anna Nicole?
Michael Jackson, the Michael Jackson case.
Melville.
Yeah, you're right, Buzz. Michael Jackson.
And then, I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
And then there was the Alan Goodman judge in the Anna Nicole trial.
The one that wanted to turn it into
hurt. Here's something to bite on.
Turn it into a reality show for himself. He was the one who cried.
We have to get the name of the judge that made this happen.
I thought that's what it was.
That's old judge.
We'll find right there. Name.
The judge talked about TMZ and Harvey Levin. He said he'd heard Harvey Levin on the radio this morning and that he went to the TMZ website and saw their headline, Get Your Ass to Court. The judge, when he reported to court, said enough Harvey Levin for the day.
Let him have the key to your cell anytime he wants it.
And the report about the phone testimony that we heard actually came from TMZ in the first place. For the record, says TMZ, I'm quoting them now, the court spokesperson told TMZ the testimony would be given by phone. The TMZ is now explaining how they made that error that all the other media picked up.
But we ain't going in looking guilty.
Thank you, Judge.
The judge.
He's got
he
her back.
He talks out of turn, Stumpy. Throw a bucket of water on him.
You know, the best part of that story is when she yelled, Mom.
Yeah. Young fella, if you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
And poor Kathy Hilton, paralyzed.
I'm paralyzed right now because she's going back to her solitary cell.
You know how you take care of that? You massage yourself with $1,000 bills.
That's it.
You get out a suitcase full of diamonds.
You know why she's really upset?
Fill up your bathtub.
She's really upset because it's Friday. Don't you think she was probably planning a big party tonight?
Probably planning a big party. She's probably on the phone when she got back.
Want another beer?
That's what he said to her. You know when she released that statement that said, I hope people will learn from my actions?
Uh-huh.
That was her way of going, hey, I'm at my house now.
A dumbass amateur.
Absolutely, Judge. Tell me about it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don. Hello, Mike.
Hi there.
I am calling to apologize as per your directive 17 years ago.
Why did we ask you to apologize 17 years ago?
I was 17 years old. I was a senior in high school. I made a terrible, terrible phone call to you guys, and I tried to apologize at the time, and you told me not to call back until my age had doubled, and then you would accept my apology.
34. Happy birthday.
Oh, you get a round of applause for that. That's pretty damn good.
Thank you, my friend.
Now I'm 34, and I'm apologizing.
Good. I'm glad you've matured.
We officially accept your apology.
Absolutely.
May I call again in the future?
No.
Let's
see how this goes.
Let's split the difference. Why don't we make it like, why don't we do it to like 41?
Yeah, 41.
I can wait 7 more years.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
That's pretty good. That is a pretty good call.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. What's up?
My lord, my lady, how you guys doing?
Hello.
Hey, question for you. Did you guys notice yesterday on the wonderful world of ED that Baker's doctor sounded a little bit too like Powers Booth?
Hey, that's an insult to me.
Yeah, we noticed that. That VD tape, incidentally, we're going to get to that early in today's show. We only got to the very beginning of the good part where he tells the soldier how women are dirty, especially on the inside.
Dirty on the inside. Filthy and diseased.
Dirty little frowns. Yeah, I was listening to it, and then Wright had me busting up. Right where he goes, I don't know how I get that. Doctor comes in, I'll tell you why I got it. And it's like a Powers Booth almost had me cracking up, driving off the side of the road yesterday.
Yeah,
you get that. You get that by being with a dirty woman. A dirty, diseased, filthy woman. Filthy on the inside. All dirty and unclean on the inside.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Hey, did you guys know that Helen Keller was the voice coach for Scooby-Doo and Elephant Man?
Do you know that if we had the power, we actually would reach out through the telephone and wring your neck?
Man.
Oh, I'm sorry, he's gone.
He hung up. What are we supposed to do, show people like that, putting the brakes on?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? How are you?
Hey, listen, I was wondering if
you gotta see this
guys...
picture. Hold on, sir.
Hold on.
Don's gotta see this picture that Buzz just brought up.
Paris Hilton in the back of the squad car crying as she's taken back to jail.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't look happy, does she?
Oh, no. That's nice.
Oh, my God.
God damn, that's nice.
And you can come to my office, lie on my couch, and cry about your mammy.
Look at her.
That's hot.
Hello there.
Everybody can suck it.
Don and Mike, are you there? Hello.
I'm here still.
Hi. Okay, what's up?
Hey, listen, I was wondering if any of you guys, because you were kind of complaining that you had these box sets of DVDs and never watch them, have either of you or any of you watched the new Larry Sanders stuff?
Let me ask you something, since you seem to be kind of an avid fan of the show, of our show.
Yeah.
Do you listen to our show often?
Absolutely.
Maybe you heard at the end of that discussion about box sets when I recommended to Mike and to Buzz, as I have on other occasions, that they purchase that Larry Sanders box set.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh,
I
must
have missed it.
Right.
I'm glad. Have you watched the interviews? That's the best part.
The best part of those interviews, as I mentioned, is when your mom comes in and has sex with Larry and Artie and Hank all at the same time.
That's a yay now.
No, no, it's the one with Sharon Stone.
Oh, funny man.
Funny man on the phone.
Ah, come on.
Brother.
Quit while you're ahead.
Bye.
Get out of here.
I should say, quit while you're behind.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. I know the judge's name in the case there. The
good. We need a name.
Harris's case, what's his name?
Michael Sauer.
Sauer, right. Judge Sauer.
Right.
Judge Sauer.
How about a cigar?
Have a good night.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, Judge Sauer has made his decision center away.
As my Mexican friend said.
AML.
Thank you, Judge Sauer.
What about Paris Hilton, Judge?
You sure you want me to do that?
Well, you did it.
And I'm going to remind you of it every single minute of every day and night.
He realizes the exact same thing we do.
Like, yeah, but it's worth it. It's good because it works. Judge Sauer.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Hey, listen, why did you decide to send her back?
Hurry it up. We're burning daylight.
I guess that's his reason for everything.
Answer!
Holy Christmas.
Was she a model prisoner?
Can't be that hungry. They're showing off.
Did you get to see her naked?
This is no cinch like wrestling a few cows.
You know, her mother said she was paralyzed.
Who's the best?
You, Judge Sauer.
Wasn't you married to a woman?
Judge Sauer, and just like it always is, he doesn't make any sense.
Are you even listening to us?
Big mouth don't make a big man.
Ah, see, now he is listening to us. Well, why did you send her back to jail when it was a...
Didn't she have kids for you?
She didn't have any kids.
I apologize for my language.
All right, great. Then maybe we now can talk about Paris Hilton.
How's it taste?
I'm not really sure.
We're going to take a turn around the town.
Really? Are you going to celebrate putting her in jail?
You are a prying, pipsqueaking ass.
Hey, come on, Judge.
Are you going to become like Judge Ito now?
You, mister. You got one in your pocket.
Yeah, you'll be like the famous Judge Sauer.
Where did you find these Packer Woods?
Oh, he's mad at us now.
And you know what you got in your pants? Sour balls.
I'm not going to hurt him.
You know, she was really sobbing when you sent her away.
There's always somebody looking for some.
Yeah, well, I don't think she's going to get any in the jail.
I do my own shaving.
Oh, my. I didn't know you were going to... Are you going to do that to her?
That's the general idea.
Oh, wow. He's really answering us now.
So you're going to shave her down, and then what?
You're going to get out of town. Take your boy here with you.
Well, he's talking to us. Is he kicking us out of town?
You were good in there tonight. Good as you've ever been.
Hold on. Are you talking to me and Mike?
Who else have you blabbed to?
We're just talking to you, Judge Sauer.
What did you say?
We are talking to you about Paris Hilton, Judge Sauer.
But you know one reason why you got by with it?
Why are you going to shave her?
They were laughing at you. Borachon talking big.
Yeah, he's not making any sense now.
Are you going to talk about shaving her?
Say that again.
Are you going to talk about shaving her?
Don't cuss.
I think it's a good idea to shave her. You should shave all your prisoners.
Least you could do is the same for your kid brother.
Now you're confusing me.
You are a lot of trouble.
No, you're not going to put us in jail, are you?
Well, you can't go to bed now.
We're not going to bed.
Well, he's yours.
Who is your... It's Paris Hilton.
You're doing most of the talking.
Well, we're doing most of the talking because we're trying to get information out of you.
Bend over.
Hey!
Hold on. Get that way.
Get out of here, you perv.
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
Wow, he's not nice now.
Okay. We'll leave you with your little boys.
You do that.
Okay, bye-bye.
Sometimes those tapes just work out.
That's Judge Sauer. You do that.
What the hell are you whispering about? Don't you know that whispering ain't polite, except in church or a courtroom?
Take care, Judge Sauer.
Bye now.
Well, now that we got that cleared up.
Yeah, yep. That's okay, it. There okay, he goes. Thank you.
We're done.
Very good. Our work is done here.
Done with Judge Sauer.
Sauer. That picture was amazing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, the reason that they went to go get her at our house is because this is in a civil suit. In a civil suit, you can call in your, if you have a court date, you can call it in. This is a criminal case, so they can't call it in. Our attorney tried to call it in, and the judge wasn't having it because it's not a civil suit. It's a criminal suit.
You know, if we had any moral character, we wouldn't be standing here covered with mud drinking.
That's Judge Sauer who's talking about.
I'm afraid you brought him back into the conversation.
Since you brought up Paris Hilton again, everybody wants to get in on the legal discussion.
Well, there she is. Ask her yourself.
She's in the back of the cruiser crying.
All right, goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Are we done now with you, Judge?
Gentlemen, to the medicine cabinet.
There we go. That's how he ends all his conversations.
Done with it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. How about you?
Fine, thanks. My parents just went over to Italy last week, and they rented a smart car, and my father thinks he may have wrecked it.
Well, I think that's almost like getting a girl pregnant. You either are or you aren't. You either wreck that smart car. You either wreck the smart car or you don't. It's so tiny.
Is the smart car the tiny car? Is that what they're called, smart cars?
Yeah, he got sideswiped by a delivery truck on the street where our house is. It's down in Sicily. And he said he thought the scratches were there when he rented the thing, but he's not sure.
You got any friends?
Maybe.
You know, like friends of ours?
A couple.
Hey, was your dad okay in this little altercation?
As far as I know, I
thank God.
He just finished eating. The funniest.
Hey, now we can do the cross ourselves thing.
Uh-huh. That's right.
He's fine.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Kiss the knuckle.
Man. We both kiss our knuckles.
That's right. No damage done. Thank God.
Why don't you kiss my knuckle? Thank God.
Thank God. Kiss my knuckle in Sicily.
I will kiss your sister's moose knuckle.
Hey, that's smart guy. Get yourself the DeVille. That's what you want.
And their camel toe.
The Chrysler camel toe. It's got great upholstery.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, man, I got a pretty good idea why Paris is upset. I think she's got a scoop room bombing out of the toilet now, so.
But I'll have no more such talk. I hope you'll have the good manners to not pry into other people's business.
Right. You brought the judge back, Mumbles.
The judge does not like that.
Hi!
No, do you, Judge? No way.
I think you better go on home.
Oh, dear, he's mad now.
Howdy, Don and Mike show.
Douchebag.
Huh. That's pretty good.
You are the douchebag.
It matches your face.
Oh, Rob, you're a fat ass.
Whoa.
Hi there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, we took Don Mike, please.
Oh, they're very busy. What would you like to speak to them about?
All right. Hey, Mike, I went to the game yesterday in Oakland.
Hey, just figure it out.
No. I want to ask you a question. Which would you rather be, a fan watching a no-hitter or a fan watching a no-hitter being lost against your team?
You'll hang up and listen, Mike.
That's the dumbest question I've ever heard.
I can't explain it any better than that.
If you're watching the no-hitter, you want to be the fan watching the no-hitter. You don't want to be on the receiving end of that.
No. Oh, really?
Well, Judge, I mean, he's asking me, which would I rather be, a fan watching a no-hitter with my team pitching the no-hitter, or a fan watching it wrecked by your team?
You spill the strangest ideas.
It's not my idea, Judge. You see, he was asking me. I didn't have anything to do with it.
Not much difference.
There's a total difference. You don't understand, Judge Sauer.
I think we can get Junior something that he can ride.
Well, he didn't want to ride anything. He was just asking a stupid question, Judge.
Can we just please change the topic?
Well, why?
Well, I think Don wants to move on with the show.
Please?
Well, just for the tally books, what did you say?
I explained the whole thing to you, Judge. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
What about Paris?
Don't you think it's about time you told me what put the burr under your saddle about me?
We don't dislike you. We like you, Judge.
You're Judge Sourballs.
You are not men.
Judge Sourballs, we are men.
We are men.
Better off dead.
Oh,
hey.
Whoa.
Hey, watch it, Judge.
All right.
Hey, that made him happy.
There we go.
I understand.
Okay.
I'm glad.
We're going to go to break now.
Hurry it up.
Time to go to the medicine cabinet.
We'll be right back. Judge? Oh, that's it. That's... Hear that sound? That means he's out.
Kudos to Judge Sourballs.
He's done. Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, this is great. We can go back in time just a few hours ago on the Today Show this morning when they had expert legal analysis guy, attorney Mark Garagos.
Garagos, right.
You've seen this guy on TV all the time. He's the guy with the bad Captain Kangaroo-type haircut.
Right.
Not the older guy, the younger guy.
He's not the guy with the white hair.
No, not the old guy with the white hair, but he does have, Captain Kangaroo, like a Dutch boy haircut.
I got you, right. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here he is this morning. This man really... Was on Larry King last night.
Garagos is the Larry King take.
Okay.
All right, but he's a pundit, and yeah. This is what he said, right?
Oh, I see. On the Today Show, it was Roy Black.
Okay.
Ah. Well, here's Mark Garagos. Anyway, very smart man.
Well, the judge is going to huff and puff, but there's not much that he can do.
Wow.
The sentence has already been imposed. She turned herself in. The sheriff released her. The city attorney, I understand their frustration. I mean, you have to understand from their standpoint, all they deal with is misdemeanors. So virtually all of their sentences are meaningless in misdemeanor cases because people get released. So they're venting their frustration, and they're going to do that. But ultimately, if the judge tries to put her back in, he's on very shaky legal ground. In fact, I would think it would be a double jeopardy situation. Because
yeah, yeah, he's right. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You're goddamn genius.
The mayors of Boner City, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know I detest the radio.
Yes, I know.
Turn that off immediately.
Everybody okay?
Yes, sir!
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh! Tango!
What about the vagina?
Exactly.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Always, baby. Always.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Good day to you, fellas.
Hi there, what's up?
Hey, I don't know if you've talked about it, but are you interested in or excited about that new Transformers movie coming out?
Oh, I can't. I am so excited that they're finally making a movie about a toy.
A toy.
About time.
About as exciting as the movie The Toy.
The Toy.
With Richard Pryor.
Is this new?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Let's go to Buzz for more Paris Hilton news.
Well, not only was she crying, mom, 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 when they took her out of the courtroom, she was screaming. She was also overheard saying that the sentence just wasn't right because, and here's the new nugget, the judge ordered her to serve her full original sentence of 45 days.
We'd like to ask you some questions.
Whoa! That's how upset the judge was. He slammed it back up to the maximum, 45.
Son, if you know something I don't, I'd be to hear about it.
So she goes in, she gets the 5 days that she served,
uh-huh.
and she has to serve 40 more days?
That's right.
40 more.
About that, yeah.
40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah.
That's not strictly true.
No, that's absolutely true, Judge.
They don't like that, do you?
No, we love
that. Well, that's gone ahead and effed up her summer, then.
It has.
You tell that old bandit not to get extravagant. The state of Texas is paying for this.
So she's in the Hooscow for a month and 10 days now.
Yeah. 45 days total, whatever, minus whatever she
I know
served.
That I share the joy of the American people with this.
Now, do you want to keep talking to me or see your brother?
No, that's it. We're done with you, Judge. You did good.
That's good. Straighten up and fly right. Absolutely.
You done good.
Now, I don't think we'd take too kindly to being arrested, mister.
Well, she didn't, Judge, but you did your job, and I think the American people are grateful.
And now all that stuff that we had heard about is going to come to fruition, that she won't be able to shave.
Yeah.
She won't be able to brush and comb and preen.
And if she has a psychological problem, she's going to have to go where they throw human waste.
She's going to have to go to the infirmary.
Right. The metal ward there.
Maybe she just have to pull her hair out.
You know, I like the way you say that, where they throw human waste like it's a prerequisite.
Yeah. Oh, it's the only way we can get in.
Get on your horse.
Thank you, Judge. Judge Sourballs.
Horse poop.
You're a rich man.
Wow. That's fantastic, Judge.
Hey there, Don and Mike Show.
Seems to be the idea.
Hello, you're on the air. What's up?
Hello.
Oh, hello, John and Mike.
What the hell is this?
Wow. It's a Friday, Connor, Mike.
It's a Friday.
Everyone wants to have fun on Friday. And remember, you can't spell fun without F-U.
That's right. Only on Friday that we get calls from Dame Edna.
Hello, Mrs. Doubtfire. Gone.
Funny, Don.
Gone. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike. How are you guys doing?
We are fine. How are you?
I want to know about the vagina. What do you think about Paris' vagina? You
what about the vagina?
Please, vagina,
on this show, sir, vagina. please refer to it as the vagine.
Vagine.
The vagine.
Or vagine, what about it?
Do you think it's hairy? Or you think it's shaved?
Okay.
You think it's ball right?
I think that it will be unkempt by the time she gets out of the Hooscow.
I would assume so if she is not allowed the normal cosmetic procedures and products that you would get on the outside.
It would look like a Cinnabon that's been sitting outside.
Stubble by Monday.
This is amazing. I cannot, I'm thinking about, here I am succumbing to it now. I'm talking about Paris Hilton.
It's fun.
But it's just fascinating that this is not only, This has transformed itself into a much more interesting story now. Not only is she going back to jail, but he has imposed the original sentence.
Right.
Because as soon as she was sentenced, we went, oh, okay, then she's going to do a month in jail.
I think, don't we all know that the rule, even in Kuki, California, is whatever a judge says goes?
That's the law. Yeah.
In a courtroom, a judge can say, I sentence you to 30 days of standing on your head with your pants off. And that's it. I mean,
when she was originally sentenced, the judge sentenced her to the 45 days,
that
right?
That was the original
and
sentence.
And then cut it back.
Did the judge cut it back, or did the other people?
I don't know who cut it.
The sheriff's department.
Here's the thing. The judge would have to have had a say in cutting it back. And I'm sure that it's the judge himself who got embarrassed, probably with other judges calling him and saying, my God, you know, not since the O.J. trial. You've made us the laughingstock of judges everywhere.
Well, everybody was furious at this. Once the sentence was imposed...
I'll decide this one.
Everybody was mad that they had actually, you know, gone back on all this stuff.
So because he's a judge, he has the right. He can just convene court again or whatever he wants. Just get up and put on his robe and say, hey, I got a wild hair. I changed my mind.
Nuggets continue to come in. By the way, the judge says he doesn't buy the argument about the mental condition. He says he's seen no evidence of a mental condition. Paris's lawyers will file an appeal on Monday, they say.
Big ranch. Pay a lot of people to do what you want them to do.
Wow. This is true. You know, really, didn't we all think that she was flaunting it a little bit when she got the house arrest?
Yeah. Too?
When she released that statement, like, okay, I'm free, you know, my charmed life is charmed again.
She probably had all of her weekend plans all set up.
Sure, all her friends were going to come over to, you know, to make a joke about the fact that she had the ankle bracelet on. And now it's 40 days, Jerry. My attorney will be in touch.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I believe legally the judge just wanted to stick her in the pokey.
No. If this is true, you have my sympathy.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. That was a good call. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
Hey, did you watch that news article yesterday, or see on the news yesterday, the guy that got the wheelchair stuck in front of the semi when he was in gas?
Buzz had that story yesterday.
What?
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then
don't call.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don't call. Well, either he's just lost his breathing tube.
Either that's an old-style news ticker machine, or that's the idling of a Kenworth truck. And he was indeed the driver of the semi that hit the guy in the wheelchair.
Mm-hmm. Or perhaps he was calling us from his wheelchair.
In any case... we are sympathetic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, it's Susan. How are you?
Hey, Susan.
Susan!
I have a crappy...
You know,
Susan.
A judge... And nobody can override a judge's decision. I don't know where this is all doing
your
that.
Your phone sucks. Your phone is horrible.
Hey, come on. Give Susie Pump a chance. What were you saying, SP?
What?
Yeah, okay. Sorry. Sorry about that.
I wanted to give Susie a chance.
Sure. Hello, Donna.
Susie Chapstick.
Hello.
Happy Friday.
Hi there. What's up?
I just wanted to mention that in most cases, the prisons are so overcrowded that they give you time and a half. So a 45-day sentence is usually half because each day you're there, you count for 2 days.
You know, a lot of times, I've read a lot about this with Paris Hilton. It's true, but I've got to think, because the judge is doing a 180 on this and is saying, you know, absolutely not, I would bet that...
she'll get time off for good behavior. If she goes back in there and she flies right, it won't be the full 45 days. But it's going to be more than that 20 days.
She's not going to get a two-for-one thing.
Right. No, I don't think so. No way.
Not now.
Get to her.
Don't think so. Good for you, Judge.
Maybe I'm not so inclined.
See?
She's going to go in there and... there's just going to be some huge woman in the cell sharing her cell now, you know.
This time, Gen Pop.
Welcome back.
Thank you!
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
I just had a quick comment. I was in Arizona for the past week, and there was this gay DJ named Steven Chavez, and he was talking about the Don and Mike Show and how... other shows should be more like you guys, and I just thought that he was a big homo queer, but I don't know. It kind of sounded weird that he was mentioning you.
So what you're saying is that there's a disc jockey that was saying something nice about our show. And now, is he gay? Is he a gay disc jockey? Is he out, or are you just...
Yeah. He's an actual out-there gay DJ. His name's like Steven Chavez, or...
Oh, yeah. I know him. I've given him blood.
Okay. Well, we want to thank anybody that's saying nice things about us. Be they gay or straight.
Okay.
Weren't you pleased to hear him say nice things about us?
Oh, yeah, I was definitely pleased, but he was
Didn't that do anything to soften your raging homophobia?
How are we ever going to make
it? It does kind of tickle me.
How is this ever going? Are we ever going to pass? I met him on the Rosie O'Donnell Happy to Be Gay with You and Me cruise.
You enjoyed that cruise, didn't you?
Loved it, Mike.
You were, at least at the beginning of the cruise, you were the only straight person on that cruise.
For about 24 hours, I was.
And then at sea... Once you were at sea.
Afterwards.
Once I saw the Midnight Buffet and that ice sculpture,
right.
I knew that I had to mount that ice sculpture.
And it, let's be fair to you, it was a few shots of vodka as well.
Sure it was.
You know, that made you dabble in the life.
Good gay vodka.
And some of the most handsome pursers I've ever seen.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, they make it painless, don't they? Or did they make it painless? Well, the first night wasn't all that.
The first time. Are you talking about the first time I had gay sex?
Yes, with the purser.
Yes, that was painful the first time.
But, you know, even with the pain, they make it as palatable as possible.
Yeah, in a good way.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know, those cute knee socks and everything.
Yeah, and what is pain but pleasure?
Exactly.
They both start with P.
Rosie's Gay Cruise.
I was proud to be there, and I'm proud that Steve the Mo talks about our show in Phoenix.
That is a nice round of applause for him.
Right on, Valerie.
We appreciate that.
The next time that you need a canister of B positive, you let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is that my blood type, that's my motto, friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and maybe we'll invite him on that other guy that called his homophobia cruise.
B positive. Blood type mantra.
Mm-hmm.
I love Don and Mike show. What's up?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Right there.
Blood type, way to live a life.
Right.
I got some breaking news. Can I call back tomorrow with it?
Greg House loved that joke. Gregory House.
Don and Mike show.
Hey guys, to put this in perspective, this morning I heard that in that county, in that part of the California, that a regular for violating parole is like 10 days or 15, so you would only serve like 3 to 5 days,
right.
And you get half of that off. So for her to get 40 days, that just says how much the judge is hating her.
Mm. Correct. You would only get that time if you didn't get out of jail and flaunt it on TV and act like a big, have tea at that airline.
I don't think the judge is hating her. I think the judge... is sending a message to the people that kissed...
Oh, this is the way it's going to be.
The people that kissed her ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it seems to me the judge
and
did.
To her for
you got a brother.
Whining.
He's no good, but he's your brother.
Don't you think that, to some extent, the judge is also answering all of the negative feedback
yeah.
and the stuff that's coming out that's saying that celebrities have
right.
one scale of justice and the rest of us schmucks have another one?
Especially in Los Angeles. I mean, for years people have been saying that. It's
she has something to do...
You know, there is that, we should mention, though, there is that school of thought that says she was treated unfairly because she is a celebrity. There are people that are saying that the normal person would have received probation in this case.
I wasn't so bothered that it got cut to 23 days, but it was down to just a couple of days, and then they sent her home. That was upsetting,
that's
and
ridiculous.
I think that's what the judges
kicked. I don't like your men watching us, trying to catch us with our backs turned.
That's him talking, that's Judge Sourballs. Talking to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
What, yeah. Sour balls?
Very angry. He heard
now
it.
I'm running out of breath.
Ooh.
You talk if you want to.
Okay, we will. Thank you, Judge Balls. Judge Sour Balls.
No, it's just Judge Balls.
Hello. Judge Balls.
He earned it.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, you were talking about Paris's weekend plans being ruined. A friend of mine was a couple doors from her up there in the Hollywood Hills. She did have weekend plans. They had catering trucks and those heat lamps being delivered to the house when the cops...
Let's all just stop for a moment and just take what this guy's saying at face value.
Yeah,
you have a friend who lives in the Hollywood Hills by Paris Hilton?
Near Paris Hilton. I'm from Los Angeles. I'm actually a comic that's on the road. She called me this morning at dawn. She was hung over with the paparazzi helicopter swirling over.
over the house there.
I do not believe you, sir.
You think this man is spinning a yarn, Don?
Absolutely.
But if he's a comic, do some funny stuff.
Let me give you my website.
No.
We want some funny.
Make the funny.
You want some funny?
Yeah, I want some funny.
Hey, actually, I'm driving right now. I just saw a sign. You can adopt the highway. You guys ever seen those adopt the highway signs?
Yes.
Don't do that. It's way too much trouble and way too much commitment. Instead, I'm a weekend big brother to a dirt road.
So you're a comic, but not a funny.
not a clean one.
Not
a clean one. I can't say anything.
Oh, you're saying you can only work blue.
I definitely work blue. I'm definitely blue.
All right, well, make us...
Can you work blue by using letters instead of the words?
Use initials.
Oh, my God. Well,
let's see if that works.
All right, let me see. Guys, in this day and age, I don't even want to go the IMUS route for you guys. I'm sorry.
Let me just say, here's how you would do it. I don't believe an effing word that you're saying, you dumb F-stick. I don't think that you or your dumb M-effing friend...
That was effing harsh.
Now, there you go. That's
now
how
let's
you do it.
Now let's hear some of your blue material with, use the way Don used that.
Come on.
All right. So this friend of mine who knows I'm single, I'm not really ready to date yet, but this friend of mine who knows I'm single, he's trying to get me onto that internet dating stuff.
Right.
You know, sometimes women will talk dirty to you. So I was typing to a young lady, or, you know, what I was hoping was a young lady, and she suggested that we would have phone sex. So I did that for a while with her. We exchanged pictures and phone numbers. And then she said, okay, now make it more interesting. Run down to a little sex shop. Go and buy a deal something about your size and mail it to
me. You can say that.
A dildo.
Okay. That way, the next time we're having phone sex, it'll be like you're right here with me. So I ran down to a little sex shop to buy a dildo my size. And you know what? They don't have S my size there. That's why we didn't go to those places. You ever been to that place? That S is effing huge. I ended up mailing her a box of Twizzlers. No?
The dog liked it. The dog didn't like it. The dog enjoyed it.
Maybe if you talked faster with a higher voice.
I don't know. Maybe you know like a UPS guy who drove past Paris Hilton's house or something.
No, it is true. I just thought you guys might hear that.
I fail to believe that you are some sort of...
All right, let me ask you a question. If the material had been a little stronger, would you have believed him?
No, of course you're not going to believe me either way. No,
I'm asking Thomas.
I don't live anywhere near the Hollywood Hills. A friend of mine has a house up there. She was calling me and complaining about it. I just thought I'd pass it on.
Well, that's we appreciate that. We're just analyzing the material.
Thank you.
And, you know, we reserve the right to be skeptical. That's what we are, skeptical.
Oh, absolutely. And as well, you should be. Absolutely. I don't.
I would say that was pretty stupid if she was doing that. See, that's the thing. Even in her stupidity, and we all know she's
dumb.
That's
another reason I don't believe it either.
If you watch the feed of the paparazzi hanging around, you can see one of the trucks off in the distance, she said.
Is it not possible that those are trucks to feed the media?
Yeah, that happens all the time outside the courthouse and other places. Catering trucks show up to serve the reporters and the paparazzi.
Well, I guess that's a good point, but she said they were wheeling stuff into her backyard.
Could be either
way, guys. I just was
either way, I wish you the best. You'll be at the Funny Bone this weekend. It's 555. Ha ha.
Let's find out where you're at. Are you performing this weekend?
Yeah, actually, I am.
What's the name of the place?
I'm doing an East Coast Swing. You can see me at the Gold Room in Portland, Maine.
The Gold Room.
The Gold Room.
I'm that big. I'm actually in Portland, Maine. I'm that big, guys.
I just off exit 48.
Well, what's your name, dude?
My name's Brian Brenniger. I've been a fan of you guys for a while.
Brian Brenniger?
Yeah.
All right, Brian will be at the Gold Room in Portland, Maine, Saturday and Sunday?
Friday and Saturday.
All right,
well then, who knows, perhaps you do know that chick. I apologize, you sounded like a poser.
And maybe the material, you know, when it's on stage, this is a challenging, daunting task
on
the radio.
It is. It's a rough room with you guys. It's a rough room.
No, that material, you gave us was I hope you have better stuff than that.
I have a lot better stuff. But like I said, guys, I'm filthy and I know it. I don't even want to try to...
Come on, give us one more then. Give us one more.
Just try one more, please.
No, you know what, guys? I appreciate it, but I'm filthy. You guys, I'm going to feel like an ass if I suck
anymore. Now, here's the thing, son. Hold on a second.
He's going to feel like an ass if he sucks anymore. He's being honest.
Son, here's the deal. When you're on the stage, what's more pressure, being on live radio or being on a stage? Come on. It's all about improv. It's all about whose line is it anyway. And the best part is you've got all your shtick ready.
Okay.
Lay it on us.
I am getting divorced, and that sucks because I only get to see my son on the weekends now. And he came over last weekend. He was all excited because he can finally go potty on his own. So I was like, oh, Wes, dude, you got to hold your penis. And he says, no, no, no. Mama says I'm a big boy now. When I go potty on my own, I don't have to hold my penis. I said, well, let me. Nothing?
No.
No. And,
damn.
And,
no.
And I actually wish that. That
I was hoping there. I liked the setup.
Yeah.
I like that. How do audiences react? Is it hit and miss so far?
See, the thing of it is, he came over last weekend. He was all excited for the weekend at Dad's. And he said, Dad, I want to show you something I found. I said, great, what do you have? He reached into his backpack. He pulled out a 9-inch dildo and said, I found Mama's penis. Nothing?
Are you opening for someone, Brian?
Are you yeah. opening for
yeah.
another act?
I'm opening. Believe me, I'm opening. You know, this is funny. Normally, you're ready to kick people off right away, and I'm begging to get off, and you're still holding.
Well, see,
that's right. Well, we're torturing you, and we're enjoying it.
How old are you, Brian?
I'm 33.
How long have you been at it?
I've been doing comedy professionally for about a year and a half now.
Sure.
I believe him, Rob. I think he's telling the truth. He's a struggling comedian, but he's a comedian.
Everybody's struggling right now.
I'm having trouble finding him. Can I get his website?
Yeah, it's just myname.com. Just my last.
BrianBerniger.com.
Berniger. B-R-I-N-E-G-A-R. Like vinegar with a B-R. BrianBerniger.com.
Brian, all right, Brian. Well, listen, good luck at your gig in Portland. Thanks for that breaking news about the Paris Hilton thing, which I still really don't understand, but sure.
Okay. And good luck in your future travels.
Much
outstanding.
Much thanks. Bye-bye.
Nice talking to you.
Bye, Brian.
Bye.
Knock him dead.
Bye.
Knock him dead.
I have a very similar feeling that when we had Skippy from Family Ties on this show.
You know, everything he said was true except one thing, is that he had a friend.
You didn't like him, did you, Ryan?
Not one bit. He should have had something better than that.
And you know where I was coming from originally? It's, we get called like that all the time. Hey, I got a friend out in Hollywood in the hills who says that this is going on.
Yeah, I mean, and it's Friday, and it's one of those days where people are likely to stretch the truth a little bit.
But I know that our show is heard every day on 970 WZAN in Portland, Maine, and I'd say tonight would be a good night to rent a DVD.
Never heard of the Gold Room.
It's a great place.
Never heard of Portland being a real, comedy place.
Might I suggest the movie Breach out on DVD this weekend?
How about a feel-good movie? A laugh riot. I recommend renting The Good Shepherd.
Jeez. Hello, Don and Mike show.
This is not dirty.
What, Dumas?
It's not dirty.
What's not dirty?
What's the two worst smells?
No, we're not.
We're not doing the joke thing now.
Is it the guy on the left or the right?
Here's your Brian Brenniger. Good-looking carrot top.
The redhead guy.
Left. The guy on the left?
Uh-huh.
There he is.
He doesn't look funny.
Well, in a way.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're right. He doesn't look ha-ha funny.
No, he doesn't look ha-ha funny. He's funny looking.
Funny looking.
Sort of familiar.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, baby.
Hi, it's my birthday today.
Oh, you little minx.
Oh, my face.
May we beat your ass?
I am calling for a good beating.
May we beat your ass red and bloody.
How old would you be today?
I'm 29.
Two-niner.
29.
Two-niner. Are you going to use your hands or are you going to use a weapon?
I need a piece of machinery.
Can you use all three?
Now, you know what I enjoy the old-fashioned ice pick.
Are you ready?
I'll start there. How many are we doing here, Mike?
29, Don. 29. She's the lady is 29 years young.
I thought it's 14 each that we do the last one together.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Beth, be a good girl and pull down your pants.
Already down, baby.
Okay, now say hello to Mr. Ice Pick.
Mm-hmm.
Say hi, Mr. Ice Pick.
Hi, Mr. Ice Pick.
Now beg me to poke you.
Okay.
Incidentally, remember, ma'am, that pain and pleasure are very closely related.
Please.
Very fine line between the two.
Beg me to poke you.
Poke me, please, baby.
Yes, there. One.
Yes.
Yes. I used a big knitting needle.
My dear, are you ready for my weapons now?
I am. What is it going to be?
Well, they're my hands, of course.
Oh.
My bare hands. And I believe we're at 15, aren't we?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Could you do me a favor?
Yes.
Could you just lift yourself up just a little bit, rise up a little bit so you can get a little closer.
Okay. All right.
And I would like to hear, after every one of these spanks, I'd like to hear a sound from you, okay?
Yes, sir.
A little squeal would be nice, a little ouch, whatever you want to do. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. 15.
Please more.
16. 17.
Uh-huh.
18.
Come on,
boy. 19.
You got
20.
Come on, boy.
21.
Uh-huh.
22.
Uh-huh.
23.
Okay.
24.
Uh-huh.
25.
Almost.
Yeah.
26.
I know.
27.
Yes.
28.
Uh-huh.
And...
29! Oh, hey, Don,
it's only 29. Don, get a grip.
Take it out of his hand. Take it out of his hand.
God,
I just love poking
your ass.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah, it's been a long time since
you've been here. Manoshevitz.
Enjoyed every minute of that.
I enjoyed it so much more. You have no idea.
Somebody just woke up.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow. Someone who lives in my pants just woke up.
You figured that.
Ah.
Lovely.
Good morning, starshine.
Are you singing to it?
Yes, I am.
You're singing to it.
I'm singing to my slinky.
Singing to your slinky. That'll be the name of your album.
Hi,
Don Geronimo singing to his slinky.
How you doing, friend?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. I can still barely see you. There you go.
Stop
Hi
it.
There.
You stop that right now.
Now I can see more of you.
Come on now. There are people that are working with you today. There are men that are working in the same studio. We are not sympathetic. We are not sympathetic.
What are you talking about? My deep grows.
Good morning, Starshine.
Hello.
Wow.
What are you talking about? My hair grows.
It grows when I spank.
Okay, we've got to take a break. We've spent so much time with Paris Hilton. Oh, I think next we should discuss VD again.
Very good. Yeah. We got just started with that yesterday, and Joe says it's fantastic. We
started yesterday, and it's what's the guy's name? His last name starts with a B. The guy who's in
Baker.
The, yeah, Private Baker, whatever his name
Private
is.
Private Baker has been with a woman on furlough and gotten gonorrhea,
and she's a dirty woman.
Yes, filthy on the inside.
On the inside. That's where we picked up our lesson on VD, and we'll do it. We come right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, that's a wonderful trick. I wonder if everyone knows that trick in porno films.
Mm.
You see all these porno films, you know.
Yeah, you do. I know.
Yeah,
what you mean.
I mean, you hear about them, especially if you're staying in a hotel.
Right, that's where you hear about them.
Yes,
the hotel,
you know, like something liquid this way comes, and you see all these cowboys, and they're lassoing each other.
Where is that?
In this hotel that I heard. A friend of mine who said he went to a hotel once and saw that film. That would have been weird, and had they known that testicle resting gimmick.
Well, that's more of a professional actor thing, really.
I guess.
The Don and Mike Show.
Just a bunch of white trash.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, Carm?
What are you, a wise ass?
Oh, Carm Soprano.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
No stems, no seeds. Just Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Are you insane?
My handsome man.
What was that, Carmelo?
Are you insane?
You know, you need to shop.
See you at C-Mart.
Thank you, Carm.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
See you at C-Mart.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
See you at C-Mart.
Can I give me a C?
See you at C-Mart.
Let's see, get the VD tape in, please.
Yeah, man. Baby.
Be a love and load the VD into the machine.
Mm-hmm. Load it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's wrong?
That's not as funny. Load the VD into the machine, please. Hello, what's up?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on? Is there anything you want to know about the women's penitentiary? I can give you first-hand knowledge.
Well, you know, we may slow down on the VD tape to spend some time with you, my dear.
Okay.
You've obviously been incarcerated.
Yes, I was. Want to tell you one thing. I was incarcerated when your lovely wife passed away, and I wanted to tell you I was so sorry. It broke my heart when I found out.
Well, thank you. You know, I had wondered why I hadn't heard from you, and I know it was because you were in the big house. Thank you.
She was in the joint minimum, maximum security. What was it?
It was minimum security. It was Goochland, dear old Goochland.
Where is that?
It's Women's Penitentiary, it's VCCW.
What did you get pinched for?
A firearm.
A firearm. And how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
44.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
So were you in a dormitory situation?
No. They're single set. They were single rooms. It's the first penitentiary that was built for women in Virginia.
How long? Darling, how long were you in?
2 years.
Wow.
Did you experience the life?
It's what they tell you is not true. First, let me tell you what the sheriff said.
I'm guessing that you were pointing the firearm at someone.
Oh, no. It was in the house, but I got in trouble when I was young, and the cops found it in my house, and that was it. It was either me or my husband went, so I stepped up to the plate and said, honey, I'll do it.
Do the time.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I don't know. Not nobody, really.
Can you describe yourself, then?
I'm picturing a prettier Hillary Clinton.
No.
If it's possible.
You guys for years. Let me tell you, I was one when I went to the radio station on Lee Highway, and that's where Surf. I went in and had a little mini skirt on, and I had sunburn, and he ran his toenail down my sunburned leg, and it left a little white. And I was so grossed out.
It was
really bad.
Did he pull his feet out of his clogs?
Yes. He had on one of those little jumpsuits, a little greenish, like, with his long hair. It was just really disgusting.
Wow. This chick is talking about a radio station that Mike and I worked at 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this our friend is Surf, buddy of ours, a DJ. It does not surprise me that he wanted to take his big toe and just run it up and down your leg.
Yeah.
Is there a celebrity you resemble? I mean, were you fetching?
Oh, I tell you,
Come on now.
Kelly LeBrock. People tell me I look like Kelly LeBrock.
Kelly LeBrock. Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay.
So when you were in the joint, were you forced to become a lesbian lover?
No. Most of the girls do that if they don't have anybody putting money on their books. And
what do you mean by putting money on their books?
Canteen, so they can get canteen. If you don't have canteen, if you can't go to the store, you won't survive in there.
So when you say money on the books, the girls do it because they get paid for it?
No, they do it. They usually hook up with somebody who has family putting money on their books, so they have canteen.
Gotcha. When you were in the big house, were you able to shave your genitals, your underarms?
Yes, you get razors.
So they will not give a razor to Paris Hilton, though.
Sorry?
They're not going to give a razor to Paris Hilton, we had read.
No, well, she's in the jail. Jail and penitentiary is two different things. I did some time in Fairfax before I went. Worst place in the world.
Now, when you say worst place in the world, the Fairfax County Detention Center?
Yes, jail, yes.
A buddy of mine, I think works there, and it is kind of a rough place, the detention center.
It's terrible.
Because it's like general population and all that, right?
Yeah, they give you razors, but you got to give them back. So, you know, it's really hard if you want to shave in there, take a chance of getting Hep C, you know.
Hepatitis, like Jim Neighbors has. Right. Hep C.
Yeah, it's
What was the worst thing about being in prison?
The worst thing?
Yeah.
Being told what to do by uneducated people all the time. Yeah. You know, just. You have somebody telling you when to get up, when to go to the bathroom, what you can wear, what you can do. It's just really, you know.
As someone who did the time, how do you feel about Paris Hilton having to go back?
Well, you know, see, it's really different because she should have, once you're in the sheriff's department, they can do what they want with you. They can send you home with a monitor. If you've got the money to pay for it, you qualify for it.
Well, obviously, though, the judge prevailed and sent her back to jail.
See, I don't understand that. But that's, I guess that's all a big Hollywood thing. Because
I thought that's what it was.
I've seen girls try to get out where the judge said, no, you have, you can do your time in the county jail so you're closer. And the Department of Corrections says, I don't care what the judge says.
We ain't going in looking guilty.
Hey, listen, hold on. I got a question for you, though. I don't mean to derail you, but when we're talking about the circumstances in which you went into the Huskow, you said it was you or your husband.
Yeah.
So you did time so your husband would not have to?
Yeah.
And so I take it you both had previous convictions,
yeah,
and you were not allowed, because you were previously convicted felons, you were not allowed to have a firearm in the house. Is that why you went to jail?
Yeah.
And did he wait for you?
Yes.
Really?
You better have, or I would have been going back.
Why? Well, now, why were you knuckleheads? Why did you have a gun after you were both convicted?
It was in a box. My mother-in-law died, and there was a bunch of stuff that we never even went through, and it was in a closet. And
well, then how did the gun happen to rear its ugly head to get you back in trouble?
Right.
When they came to search my house.
Why would they come to search your house?
Because they thought that I was a drug dealer, but I wasn't.
So it was a firearms charge, not a drug charge.
Yes. Yeah,
and are you,
hey, fella, if you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Are you flying straight now?
Of course, I always have. It's just I got in trouble when I was 18, and that doesn't matter. You can't have a stun gun. You can't have anything.
Do you have dogs?
What?
Do you have dogs?
Do you have fighting dogs?
Yeah, got my pit bull waiting. Hey, now I got something for you guys.
What?
This is a joke, but we'll let her.
We'll let her do it because she gave us the whole prison thing.
Go ahead.
All right. Do you know the difference?
No.
Do you want to go to lunch?
That dumbass amateur.
That's cute.
That's cute.
Very, very cute. What are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
You're naked?
Just me. Just me.
Oh, dear. What are you smoking right now?
What's your brand?
What is your brand?
Oh, I know. Marlboro Ultralight 100. Isn't that nice?
I know.
As my Mexican friend said.
Yeah, hey,
I'm out there sponsoring them. Can you tell?
What advice would you have for Paris Hilton?
Just do your time, baby.
Yeah. Just do your time.
What if a woman such as yourself wanted to force herself on Paris Hilton? What would you say to Paris? Should she just lay back and let it happen, or what?
That's it.
Really?
I can't say it on the radio. You know, it's worse than a male's. You know, men are way worse because they'll take it. You know, I did have a little problem when I first got there.
You were approached.
Well, yeah, and it was by this black chick, and she was really big, and she was a little crazy. And I was sitting at the window, and I was eating M&M's, and I've never been, you know, in jail or anything.
Just sitting by the window eating M&M's
in jail.
I know. I look, and she is in my room, and the M&M's just fell right out my mouth. I couldn't believe it.
Did you like to die? Did you like to fall out?
I hope the green ones didn't fall out, because those are the ones that mean you have good sex.
So, unbeknownst, you were so occupied with eating your M&Ms.
Well, now she just come in my cell. You're not allowed to do that. And she was like...
Don't say the S word.
I didn't say
she came close.
You
know?
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Yeah, I had to hit the button on you there.
What happened when she came into your room?
Well, I just told her, I said, look, this is a crazy girl. She ended up leaving, like, 3 months later because she almost killed her roommate.
Oh, boy.
But now, I was like, look, you're going to... Really good friendship.
How was the food?
I can't be friends with you if you like me. I don't go that way.
How was the food in prison?
So.
How was the food, darling?
Terrible. They serve food with mold on it. I don't know
they serve,
why.
They serve what with mold on it? What has mold on it?
Grapes, strawberries. It's just really bad. The only time you have good food is when there's going to be a DOC inspection or the governor was coming or...
Right.
Something like that.
What would happen to somebody whiny like Paris Hilton if she had showed up in the jail, the prison where you were serving?
Everybody can suck it.
What would they do to her? How would they treat her? The other prisoners?
Oh, they would just probably just jump on her like a pet rat. You know?
Do you think?
We had one girl there. We called her Weeping Wanda.
Oh dear. Yeah. What happened to Weeping Wanda?
She just whined all the time. They finally took her out of there. But, I mean, it was just terrible, you know. People would walk by her, smack her in the back of the head. What are you waiting for now, Wanda? You know, just, I mean, you're talking about women that have been, some of those women have been in there for 20-some years.
Yeah.
And even, even in minimum security, would there be fights and things like that?
Yeah, it's mostly girlfriends. They fight each other. Right. That's where you have the most problems.
Darling, what would happen if you had a gynecological problem? Who do you go see in prison?
Dr. Finger. he's looked at so many. All you got to do is walk in and he says, infection.
Oh, man. What's that? Did you ever see anybody get badly hurt when you were in there?
No, not really.
Good. Bad. That's not bad for 2 years' time. I mean, that's a long time. Women's prisons are better.
Well, they're better as far as, because women care about each other and women want to go home.
Oh, bless you.
You know, they want to go home and see their families. They don't have a lot of men, right, you know, putting money on their books and this and that. So they just want to get out. That's why they don't riot.
I'm allergic to prison, excuse me.
You're allergic to prison.
Aren't we all?
Clearly.
Aren't we all?
Hey, do the guards ever hassle you?
Jesus.
Yeah, you had some of them that wanted to be inmates, and then you'd have some of them that...
No, what do you mean by that? What do you mean some of the guards wanted to be inmates? What, I mean, they wanted to get together with the inmates?
Well, they'd have a clique. You know, there's cliques everywhere.
You have male guards, right, in the...
Yeah, very few. They were honestly usually about 6'2", between 6'2 and 6'5", and about 400 to 500 pounds, I'm not lying, and most of them were women.
Handsome.
Huge women.
Handsome
would
women.
Never... I mean, just unbelievable.
Could you huge, big women.
Could you get any good female contraband in there? I'm not talking about, like, cigarettes, but, I mean, can you get, like, female stuff in there?
They make those with rubber gloves, and you'd be surprised at the things women come up with.
Oh, I'm not even talking about the stuff, like, for that time, but I was saying...
I think she was talking about dildo.
Yeah.
She was talking about homemade dildo.
I was talking about that. I was saying, like, if you wanted to feel pretty, let's say you said, gosh, I really feel like a Victoria's Secret outfit.
Yeah. You can order from Victoria's Secret twice a year. You can order out from different stores that they allow you to order from.
Wow.
And Victoria's Secret is one of them.
That's funny. All right.
So you
you would actually see the girls that were in the prison wearing lingerie.
Well, they'd wear pajamas, but most of them would get little cute outfits and underwear. And then, like, if you went like rec was like party time. They'd get all made up and. Just go out and just, it was like being at a bar if you went to rec.
Were you able to have conjugal visits with your husband?
No.
And so I mean.
And I didn't like the visits. Every time you got a visit, you had to get strip searched. And it was just,
Who wants
to bend over and
call? What's that like, honey?
Yeah, tell us about the strip search.
What's that like?
Yeah, no, you wouldn't if you they're watching you.
Do they check every nook and cranny of your body?
Yes.
She said they bend over and cough, which is common.
Bend over, cough, sprint.
That forces things
Did
out.
Did they check the folds under your boobs?
Yes.
Oh, my God, really? And well, 2 years, though, without a conjugal visit, obviously women have needs. Did you ever feel the need to go into the life?
Oh, well, no. You can take care of your own self. I mean, you know, you have no problem taking care of your own self. But
taking care of your own self.
That's right.
Yeah, there's needy women out there who get with... Women who even get with abusive women in prison if they're used to abusive men. It's unbelievable the stuff that women do. I mean,
so you would see like couples, women couples walking around where one inmate would really just completely disrespect the other one and boss her around and be horrible to her.
That would be like the Robin Carey Spiewak
right,
prison.
Right. Now, those women wanted it, and it was funny. If some women would go from penitentiary to one penitentiary, they'd be a boy. If they went to another one in Virginia, they might be a girl.
Huh.
Now, in the movies, is it like in the movies, do you use packs of cigarettes or cigarettes as like a currency within the penitentiary?
Yeah.
And other stuff.
Yeah. Jolly Ranchers.
Or candy.
You know, play cards,
Would you actually play cards? Would there be card games? I mean, what do you do to amuse yourself besides if you don't have a woman and you're not a lesbian? I mean, well, you said you could take care of yourself, but what do you do? You know, what do you do to occupy the time in there?
You can have a TV. You can have your radio. You can, you know, small little TV, but you can have that. They do offer some courses, college courses and things, but you have to be there a certain amount of time.
Right. Did you stay in the penitentiary the whole time, or did you have any kind of work release?
No. You can't go out when you're in the penitentiary. They don't take women out of there.
You ever have to spend a night in the box?
Yeah, I did. I had to, yeah.
Hey.
CA said I threatened her, and I didn't threaten her, but I, and everybody knew it, and they'd come by and laugh at me, you know, ha, she got you, didn't she? And I'd be like, yeah, can you get me out of here?
And so what was the punishment for that?
2 weeks in the hole, in Cottage 3, as they call it.
Tell us about Cottage 3. What is Cottage 3?
So you get more scoop in Cottage 3 than you did on the hole ground.
Really? Well, why? Yeah. What is Cottage 3?
That's the hole.
The hole where solitary?
That's the hole.
How many people go in the hole at one time? Is it one hole per person, or is it a group hole?
Yeah, you got numbers of cells, and everybody is in their own cell, but you can see across.
Okay, yeah. So you can actually have interaction. You said you get more scoop. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, gossip.
Okay,
you know.
So what kind of gossip would you get when you go in the hole?
And who's doing who, and who's cheating with who, and who, you know, it's unbelievable.
When you're in the hole, is there a toilet facility?
Yes, you have your own toilet. You have to sleep with the light on. Of course, there's no air conditioning. Usually, it gets so hot that the walls sweat.
You mean there's no air conditioning in the hole?
There's no air conditioning in the prison, period, the whole cell.
That must be a stinky hole, then.
Yeah.
You say there's no air conditioning at all in the prison facility?
No.
So in the summertime, I mean, in Virginia, my God, it must have been unbearable.
That would never do for Paris.
No.
The walls actually sweat. It is so hot. It's miserable. But you got to do what you got to do.
Well, honey, did you learn your lesson? Are you not going to have any more guns around?
No, not me.
What do you do now for a living?
I'm a manager for dry cleaners.
Dry cleaners. Okay, cool. So you got a nice job now, and boy, this is fascinating, though. I mean, it really is. It sounds like even, you know, for women, it's just about as rough as it is for guys.
I got one more. Did you get any prison tats?
Any prison what?
Any prison tattoos?
No, I have this already. I have a printer.
And what was it like? You were there for two years.
I have a chick that's on my leg it's like a devil chick, and she's sort of like naked. And a lot of the COs thought I was a devil worshiper. But, I mean, I'm not.
You're not.
Do you realize?
Freaked out by me.
Let me put this in perspective. Do you realize when you went in, King of Queens was on every Monday night, and now you're out of jail. King of Queens is not on anymore.
Isn't that a tragedy? An American tragedy.
Good news.
And how many days? You said you served two and a half years
on CB.
2 years.
2 years. And what was the feeling like the day that they said? Did you get off earlier than you thought? I mean, were you paroled or did you serve your full?
No, there's no parole in Virginia unless you did your crime before. I think it's 95.
So you did. You knew you were going to do the full sentence. And what did it feel like the day you got out?
What's it like the first one there? You want to just go.
You just want to go fire your gun.
Did you ever see anyone able to sneak stuff in or get stuff snuck in to them?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what was snuck in? What was the most valuable stuff? What would they risk?
Like, what, a toaster?
Well, you know, they had pots snuck in, and it's so weird.
A mop.
And everybody, and the girls only got 10 days in the hole. That was it. You know, all the girls that got high on the pot, because they do piss tests. I don't know if I can
say
that.
That's okay. And how many days for threatening the guard, how many days in the hole did you get?
I got 2 weeks.
Oof. 2 weeks in the hole.
2 weeks in the hole.
2 weeks in the hole.
I don't think, you know, we've had this kind of like matter-of-fact discussion. I don't think I've ever heard anybody talk about prison that would make, you know, people more inclined to stay out of there than this conversation. I mean, it really
does sound...
It sounds just like a horrible existence.
On the other hand, I'm sure there are some people out there who are saying, well, you know, you do get to watch...
three hots and a cot.
You do get to watch TV.
I'm hearing the part about the summertime and the walls sweating. That's the part that I don't like.
I like three hots and a cot.
You get what?
Three hots and a cot.
Hey, what'd you say about the blankets?
They're wool. And it's just miserable. They make it really hard.
I guess that's why it's prison, though, right?
Of course.
And it's really funny because, like, churches and stuff will donate, like, care packages, like, at Christmas time, and all the COs go through it and take what they want, and then the inmates get what's left.
Wow.
That's nice.
Yeah. So it's the real deal.
I hope maybe I run into one of them one day, you know. But
you don't want to do that.
No, I
was trying to stay away. But I tell you, that triangle area down there, it's one for Virginia Beach, Newport News, Richmond. What's the other one? There's something else.
Hampton Roads?
Norfolk?
It is It is full.
Yeah.
That's where all those girls come from. I mean, they are hard on those girls down there.
Can I tell you something? I think you are hot as prison balls.
Boy, what a great interview. I mean, really, what a great interview this turned out. What a nice surprise.
Nice chat.
Well, thanks, guys.
But don't get mad. Don't get mad at a guard, though, because you'll go back in.
No more guns,
honey.
No.
No more guns. No more guns. I'm a good girl.
All right. Keep your nose clean.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Everything else, too.
Keep the other
part. What's your first name, just so we know who you were? If you don't want to give us your name, don't worry about it.
There's so many people who know me.
Okay.
Debbie. All right, Debbie.
Debbie does prison. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Little Debbie.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey.
All right, bye-bye. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See
you later. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. She wanted to tell her prison stories. That was great.
It was very upbeat for having just gotten out of the joint.
Well, the whole Paris Hilton thing, she wanted to tell her story about what prison was like.
Everybody can suck it.
Behind her now.
Wow.
When I lived in Kansas, I toured all of the prisons in the state, including the women's prison. And one of the most interesting stories was meeting the warden of the women's prison. She got the gals together. They had like a sewing project. So they made a bunch of stuff, sold it in a sale. And she built a swimming pool. The warden did. There in the pool. They had their own swimming pool in the women's prison. When state officials found out about it, they were crazy upset. And that's where I first heard the expression, it's easier to get forgiveness than permission. But it may be the only prison, at least I know of, that has its own swimming pool.
The only prison story I had is when I was coming back from Poughkeepsie, New York, where I used to go to college. And I was taking a bus, a Greyhound bus, back from Poughkeepsie to Hartford, Connecticut. And we were on this bus, and it stopped by... I think it might be Greenway. I don't remember the name of the prison. Is that a prison name in upstate, mid-state New York? Greenway. It was a real deal. I mean, you drove up the driveway, and we stopped at the prison, and you could see the walls of this thing. It was a maximum security prison. And getting off the bus, nobody got on to continue on the trip, but the person that got off was this guy, and he was dressed. I'll never forget this. He had regular Levi jeans on, and he had rubber bands tied around the legs so that the legs would be super tight. And he was wearing...
like what a bicyclist would do, almost.
He was wearing not women's shoes, but they were almost like dance shoes that were red. He had his hair in a hairnet tied back, and he was wearing full makeup, chick makeup. And I knew it was a guy.
Wow.
And I stared at this person the whole time. I mean, I made sure he wasn't looking at me. But he got off, and I just would assume this was somebody going to visit an inmate in there, and somebody maybe who had been in there, too. But I just, and you saw it, he got off, and there was, I mean, it was a wall. It was like something out of a movie. It was just this giant, huge wall, and this guy got off to go visiting, I guess. Maybe a conjugal visit.
Uh-huh.
It was very interesting. Good place to stay out of, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very scary.
You and I both have all the same story, don't we?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, wasn't that when Rob came to visit you when he had his makeup on when you were watching Little House on the Prairie?
Something like that.
Somebody pressed up against the glass. Isn't that when it happened?
No, it's just funny. You know,
never stayed any length of time.
No, I just say, you know, I think both Rob and I have had the overnight stay, and that's not very pleasant.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's like a two-pronged thing, because you start out with a bunch of fellas.
And then you end up all by yourself.
And then you end up all by yourself.
By
myself.
And then the worst part is when your wife has to pick you up at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it wasn't my wife, though. You know who picked me up?
Who?
Matt Elliott. Yeah, my mom was not pleased to get that call. This was some time ago.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, it was BM before marriage.
I had to get my shoelaces back and then home. How you doing, Mom?
What a day.
You have a bit of a hangover when that happened?
You know what? I don't recall being hungover. I just remember being a little too scared to be hungover.
Yeah. Amen. Well, listen, all of that talk about prison, and we never got the VD.
No.
We never got the VD, but we will. Fans of venereal disease.
Yay.
We'll continue in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
Exactly.
The Don and Mike Show.
Irreplaceable. Don and Mike.
Well, we tried. All right, I'll ask, Buzz.
Yes?
What were you throwing up there right before we went on the air?
I thought you might enjoy seeing this. This is also from TMZ. This is the order that the judge signed that sent Paris Hilton back to jail. TMZ says, we're no handwriting experts, but we think he looks pissed. That's his scrawl right there.
What does it say?
It just says at the top, Paris Whitney Hilton has the date. The judge has scribbled in large letters in the middle, filling up really the middle of the page, directed to bring her to court. And
I'm going to remind you of it every single minute of every day and night.
MS for Michael Sauer.
Did you know her middle name was Whitney?
I did not. I did not.
That's nutty. Isn't that wild?
Judge Sourballs.
Soon, another Friday is upon us.
Oops, sorry about that. We heard that one already. My bad.
Hurry it up. We're burning daylight.
My mistake. I chastise people when they say my bad.
I was going to say, it's you don't say my bad normally.
Why? Because I was caught off guard.
Sorry about that.
Because right as we were coming on the air, Buzz turned his monitor around as if, you know, 9/11 was happening all over again.
He did seem to be very excited about
that. 9/11 of fun.
Mm-hmm. 9/11 of fun.
Actually, it just found more on Paris.
Yeah.
Can't be that hungry.
Yeah.
They're showing off.
I mean, more on Paris, not mm-hmm. more on Paris.
Right.
VD.
Yeah.
Ooh. We love VD.
Okay. We do. There's nothing like VD.
We were listening to an instructional army video about VD yesterday. When we last left off, it was Private, last name, anybody?
Baker.
Private Baker being told that he got VD from a dirty woman.
Filthy and diseased.
You want to start from the front or you want to go to where we left off?
Let's pick it up where we had it.
Okay, it was
at 1206. On the mark, 1206.
Yeah, on our way.
And this is a little flavor of the 50s.
I'd like to hear a little bit of what we did, because I'd like to hear about the documentary.
Sure, like a setup? Sure, here we go. So if you missed the beginning of it yesterday, you didn't miss a whole lot.
Private Baker had a great furlough.
Here it is.
Why, I don't know how
I do. You had a dirty woman.
No, sir, grab back home.
And don't forget what the caller said earlier today, and Mike was doing it yesterday during the commercials, how much the doctor sounds like Powers Booth.
She's filthy and diseased. She's a hoe, a dirty hoe.
I don't think you were doing that on the air yesterday. It was
no,
off
I wasn't.
The air, right?
No, that was off the air.
Off the air, but we did have a caller today who
said
picked up on that.
Powers Booth. She's diseased, a filthy, dirty hoe.
On the inside.
Yeah.
She wasn't any prostitute.
Have you known her long?
I met her the day I got home, sir.
On the street or in a bar?
I don't mess around with street walks. I met her in the drugstore.
Was she a pickup?
No, sir. I just met her, that's all.
And you had her that night?
No, sir. The next night.
And you didn't use a rubber?
You didn't use a rubber? What, are you out of your mind?
She was afraid of them, sir.
Or a pro kid.
She's afraid of rubbers.
She's afraid of no reason why you shouldn't put it on.
Oh, God.
No, sir.
And you didn't go to a pro station?
She looked clean, sir. She looked clean all over.
Not on the inside, Corporal. Where you touched her, she was filthy and diseased.
Filthy and diseased, there it is.
That girl of yours was just a pickup.
Just what does it mean to have gonorrhea? Well, take this man. He used to be a star athlete. He caught gonorrhea and went to a drugstore instead of a medical doctor.
Joe Orange.
Used to be a star athlete.
Hi, Joe.
Wow.
Don't you take chances on being crippled like this.
Oh, no.
Hold on, VD makes you crippled.
Crippled.
You're crippled, boy.
Gonorrhea. And they can cure that now.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of thing gonorrhea means. Furthermore, it doesn't feel any better than it looks.
Hold on a second. What do you mean it doesn't feel any better than it looks? Like you're touching the sword?
Well, it just, you know, how you feel down there.
It burns when you go.
Oh, like it burns when you go number one
right.
or something, right?
I'm guessing they might have shown an infected part, and then they said it doesn't feel any better than it looks.
Here comes Joe. Former star athlete Joe Archer.
Hi, Joe. They are showing pictures, and they are not stick figures.
Oh, really?
Showing real
diseased genitalia?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, but you'll get past that. It's going to get really good.
That's pretty progressive.
Ah,
it's
good already.
Pretty progressive.
Now, some dumb Joes think gonorrhea is caused by a strain.
Hey, Dumb Joe's.
From Dumb Joe's.
Hi, Joe.
Some Dumb Joe's.
Joe.
Like lifting the rear end of a Jeep. Or getting tired on a long march. Or knocking yourself out on KP. Or sliding into second. Well, that's plain crazy. The only strain that gives you gonorrhea is the strain of chasing after a woman.
Wow.
Well, you know what Corporal Baker's doing here in the dispensary waiting for treatments. What's this other guy doing here?
What's that?
He's Private Anderson.
Harry Anderson. I am Harry Anderson.
In the same outfit as Baker's.
Oh, dear.
He's more of a playboy than Baker, but he's not a bad soldier. He's just out for the laughs, and the more of them, the better. He looks pretty unhappy right now. But imagine it's a week earlier.
This music, too.
It's a week earlier. We're going to go through exactly what he did that was stupid.
Wah, 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 wah.
And I like the attitude towards the women, too, you know?
Yeah.
Here's another Dumb Joe.
He didn't look so unhappy then. He'd just been paid, and tonight he's going to cut himself a slice of good time.
That's unintentionally funny.
Yes, cut himself a slice.
Anderson's idea of a good time is drinking and girls. He's had months of marching and KP, and this is his night to howl.
Right.
Well, the prophylactic station's handy. He'll be coming back here for a pro after he's had his fun. Sure. Anderson will be stopping in at the pro station.
The pro station.
Well, anyway, that's what he thinks now.
Pro station, that's where he gets his rubbers, correct?
Right. Is right. That what it is? The
prophylactic station. Pro for short. It never caught on, the word pro. I don't know why.
Pro station.
While he's sober and can still think. Which isn't for long in joints like this one. It's the old setup. Girls, a jukebox, and a bar. Especially the bar, with lots of liquor to lift you and see you way up in the clouds. Anderson was definitely out for a good time. But he didn't think he'd run into anything this good.
Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson. Private Anderson was fat.
He certainly was good looking. Damn sight better looking than anything he expected to find in a place like this.
She was filthy and diseased.
A damn sight better than you can find anywhere else.
A damn sight better looking than he expected in a joint like this. Doesn't this narrator sound just perpetually pissed off?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see what kind of good time he has now, Dumb Joe.
Little did he know his thing was going to fall off.
That's right. It feels as bad as it looked.
He's been on KP duty, Dumb Joe.
Some of them think that they can get it by sliding into second base. Morons. Idiots.
No!
Sure, he's a good soldier, but he's a dope.
Dumb Joe.
Dumb Joe.
He's a Dumb Joe.
Here's another Dumb Joe.
Sure, he knew she was a whore. So what?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
He knew she was a whore.
Oh, I've got to back that up a little bit.
That deserves a re-listen.
Sure, he knew she was a whore. So what? Whores are supposed to keep clean, aren't they? Don't lots of places even have laws to make them keep clean? That's what Anderson calls having a good time. And when it was over, it was time to take a probe, because it's no good unless you take it right away.
Take it? A probe?
Hold on a second. Take a pro?
Take it.
I don't know what that means. I don't either.
And now I'm only thinking of the Mr. Anderson from The Matrix.
Here we go. What, they take something after they have sex?
Hello, Mr. Anderson.
The pro station is something the Army has, and it will be explained a little later.
Oh, thank you, Joe. All right, good.
Thank you, Jordan.
But Anderson didn't exactly feel like leaving. Not when he could lie around and have a smoke, and then maybe for another $2. Well, he was out for a good time, wasn't he?
$2.
She's a $2 lay.
$2 whore. Yeah, you know, lie around, have a cigarette, maybe for another $2. Here's this Dumb Joe Anderson
before inflation.
And that's just what he was going to get. And maybe a little more he wasn't out for.
It made you think she might be clean, Anderson. She was a prostitute.
That's it, sir. I figured if being a prostitute was her job, she'd have to keep clean.
Makes sense.
Yeah, makes total sense.
This is all too funny. Why did you think she was clean? Well, she's a prostitute. She has to keep herself clean.
She has to keep clean.
For what about the vagina?
For $2.
Well, maybe she'd like to. But she can't if she takes on men one after another. Any man with a couple of dollars. But she had a card that said she was in good health.
Probably a week old.
The card?
Even if it had been only an hour old, it still wouldn't mean a thing. She could have had a man with VD 5 minutes before she had you and pass his germs on to you.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Get in the car and go!
You know you might have stayed well if you'd gone to the pro station.
Pro station?
Next time, sir.
Again, the mystery of
the pro station.
Yeah, something that would have taken care of the VD after he'd had
this sex. Is a new discovery. Yeah. Or perhaps it's something that doesn't work that they had back in the 50s.
It's a new discussion about a 45-year-old tape.
This is very interesting. What is the pro station?
There won't be any next time for quite a while, Anderson.
What?
You've got syphilis.
Oh, dear. Uh-oh.
Sweat it out, Anderson.
Sweat it out.
Sweat it out, Anderson.
Sweat it out.
I will, sir.
Dumb Joe Anderson.
$2 whore.
But if it's any comfort to you, you're lucky. Some men aren't smart enough to go to a doctor when they get a case. This man, for example.
Oh. You know,
he was a hero in the last war. But the wounds that have kept him in and out of the hospital ever since 1918 weren't from combat.
1918.
Oh, they're talking about Buzz.
From syphilis.
He caught syphilis from a whore overseas and never went on sick call. This man looks as healthy as anybody.
Yeah.
The little syphilis germs have been making his blood bad and boring into his heart for a long time.
Oh, dear.
And one day, the heart just quit.
I love they show the guy, like, collapsing.
And it's almost like cartoon music.
Yeah.
Those
syphilis germs have been boring into his heart.
He was with a dirty whore.
$2 dirty, filthy whore.
Yes. He looked healthy, but that's because syphilis doesn't do much advertising. Take a look at this one.
Oh.
He's really blown his top. When he talks, he doesn't make much sense. And sometimes he runs wild and has to be held in bed with straps so he won't hurt anyone.
Oh, dear.
This is Robert the Mailman.
You go crazy.
The syphilis germs got into his brain.
Is your memory all right?
Sure. Can you remember anything that ever happened?
Let me test your memory by giving you three words to remember. Well, the words are pink, Broadway, and 46.
Pink, Broadway, 46?
I'll ask you what they were in a moment. Is your speech all right? Do you stumble over big words? Say after me, third Riding Artillery Brigade.
Third Riding Artillery Brigade.
Perfect. Say it again.
Third Riding Artillery Brigade.
Play the Tom Gavin game with this guy.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
I think, Don, I think that's the guy that got syphilis in his brain.
Yeah.
Is that not Dumb Joe Anderson, is it?
No, this is the guy.
Another Dumb Joe.
This is a guy they're using as an example of what can happen if you don't treat it.
Well, Judge,
who's the best?
You are. We got a break. We'll come back and hear more of this.
Wow.
We continue to learn about VD.
A $2 dirty whore.
Remember those three words.
Yeah, I forgot them already, and I don't have VD.
Broadway, pink,
and some number.
48.
46.
48.
Ah, you got it, Mike. You are with a $2 hooker.
Be baby, be.
Mr. Anderson.
Why didn't I go to the doctor? Me, I should have gone.
And what the hell is the pro station?
We'll find out in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, so what do these fellas do? Cheat at cards? Steal some strays? Spit on a rich fella? What?
No, they cut up a woman.
What?
Yeah, cut up her face. Cut her eyes out. Cut her fingers off. Everything for cunning, I suppose.
Oh, my. I'll be done.
The Don
and Mike Show.
Hey, back off, big man. I may work with the chicks, but not with me.
Right.
Are you insane?
Why didn't you give me the drink?
Oh, hold on. That was the PD thing.
If you listen to them, you owe them. Don and Mike.
What are you, a wise ass?
Sorry about that, Tom.
I'll be fine.
Oh, no, you did.
Oh, yes, we did.
Stinky McStink Face.
All right, let's get back to BD, everybody.
It's for everybody.
This is from 1952.
Wow. Wonderful.
1952 from your United States Army.
Mm-hmm. And I'm still waiting to find out what the pro station is all about.
When we last left off, we had the guy who slept with the dirty whore.
Baker.
And caught something that ends...
Oh, no, it was Anderson.
Something that ends with Iphilus.
Yes.
He's a dumb Joe, and he's become slightly retarded.
Yes. Well, they had another guy that was an example of becoming slightly retarded. Dumb Joe is getting treated for his syphilis afterwards.
What about the guy that sat there and went...
That's the guy that's in an institution that they show, just like the guy that had the heart attack because he had syphilis.
So the guy with
Anderson's
the,
okay so because far. He's in the infirmary.
So the guy with the...
He's a long-time sufferer.
Lost cause.
But did he get that way from
syphilis.
Having sex with a dirty whore?
I don't know how he got it, but he got it, and he didn't treat it, and that's why it's in his brain, bored into his brain.
This is entertaining and informative. Mm-hmm.
Yes, educational from the Ars Sex Education from
1952. Okay. Degreed?
Say it again.
Did writing a tribute degreed? Did writing a tribute degreed?
That's enough. Now, what are the three words that I asked you to remember? Oh, now, do you remember them? It was pink,
Broadway, and I think 46 or 48. Right. Rob says 46, I say 48.
I don't know.
You didn't.
I can't
remember. Oh, yeah.
This poor fellow's in mighty bad shape. And all because of... There are several venereal diseases, but the most common two are syphilis and gonorrhea.
Syphilis and gonorrhea.
Nasty names for nasty diseases.
Your old buddies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm syphilis.
And I'm gonorrhea.
Some people call syphilis bad blood, pox, Louis, a case, the dogs, and so on.
Hey, I got a case. I got the dogs.
I got the dogs.
I got the blueies.
I guess the clap hadn't been around. Well, maybe they have that here.
The clap is gonorrhea.
Oh, did they say the clap?
They didn't say that, but I'm telling you, the clap is gonorrhea.
Well, I know that.
Buzz would know. Oops, I said too much.
Oh, dear.
Or perhaps not.
People call gonorrhea the clap.
There it is.
Hey, there you go.
The clap.
See?
From the world, the big war, 1918.
Running rains, the dose. They all mean venereal disease. VD. It's a bad deal, and it's catching. And you catch it only one way, from a woman.
From a woman.
You can only catch VD from a woman, from a dirty whore.
A dirty woman.
Doesn't matter if she's a high school girl or a juke joint girl. Inside her, there may be sores, full of crawling little germs, like these wiggling syphilis germs that stick to your skin like molasses. You get these germs and the gonorrhea germs only from a woman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait, what about the guy that gives it to a woman?
Exactly.
Right. What about the guy?
Only from a woman.
Please listen to the tape. Only from a woman. Dumb Joe.
Or the guy that gave it to the guy.
Wow.
But you don't get them if you use a condom.
Condom.
Or rubber. And if you put it on before you even touch a girl.
That's right. Wear it to dinner.
Put it on before you touch her.
That's right. As soon as you get out of the shower, put it on.
Remember, if she tells you she doesn't want to use a rubber, she's up to no good. If she's afraid it might come off and get inside her someplace so that she'll need an operation to get it out, she's just crazy.
Wow.
You just need a nice pair of tongs.
This is very detailed.
You just need a fondue fork.
Wow.
Even if you tried, you couldn't force it inside any place where it could do harm.
Sure you could.
So don't let any woman talk you out of using one. The next best thing is to take a pro at the pro station.
Okay, okay. Now we're finally going to find out what a pro is at a pro station.
Please, explain it to me.
But take it as soon as possible after you've had your piece. Ah. The way they do it now, it doesn't hurt and it doesn't take more than a few minutes.
After you've had your piece of ass.
Would that be like a shot?
Is that penicillin?
You have to find out.
Dr. Ardinger.
Oh, hold on. He said to just let it roll.
Okay.
It's a fine way not to catch a VD. There's been talk by some stupid guys that
A pro destroys your manhood, and if you have too many of them, you won't be able to have sex anymore. Well, anybody who thinks that is just ignorance.
What is a pro?
A pro doesn't hurt anything except germs. Another good way not to get VD is to use the Army's new pro kit. It was thought of just for men in the Army, and it works. It consists of a tube of ointment, a soap cloth, a piece of tissue, and some instructions.
That's all you need right there.
This is the best one ever.
That is
the best one ever. A tissue, some ointment. What the hell is going on?
Would you give your kid if he scraped his knee? You're talking about some guy with VD.
Wow.
Now here's all you have to do.
Okay.
Right after you've had sex, take a and wash yourself with a soap cloth. Then take the top off the tube and squeeze 1/4 of it inside. Doesn't hurt.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm not sure how I'd feel about that.
Squeeze the rest of the tube onto your fingers and rub it all over. It kills syphilis and gonorrhea before they can get started doing their damage. But those are the ways of keeping clean. The condom or rubber, the pro station, and the pro kit. But the simplest and best way of all is to stay away from women.
A pro kit is like a tube of toothpaste.
Yeah, it's ointment.
Ointment. That you open up your hole.
And you do the inside and the outside.
The outside I'd be down with, but
the inside,
how do you do the inside?
You just squeeze the ointment in there.
How do you get it to go in?
You put the applicator on. I use the applicator.
Yuck.
Oh, yeah. I borrow the applicator.
Okay.
Now, listen. Did this really work in the day?
There's much more to hear, Mike.
Your Army doctors know VD. So do your officers and non-coms. Listen to them when they teach you about syphilis and gonorrhea. They're trying to help you. They want us to become the healthiest people in the world.
Right.
Don't be afraid to go on sick call as soon as you think you've caught BD. Don't be afraid and don't be ashamed. You won't be punished. No gigs, no loss of pay, no loss of rank. All the Army wants to do is cure you and send you back to civilian life healthier than you've ever been.
All the Army wants to do is cure you and send you back out to get your ass shot.
They want to cure you.
Right.
You must keep yourself clean. But maybe you don't want to stay healthy and keep yourself clean.
Because you're a dumb joke.
Maybe you want to hop in bed with one gal after another.
I do.
Well, maybe you'd like to hop into the same boat with these men.
Who are they?
This man thought he was killing the VD germs by rubbing whiskey on his after he had a pickup.
couldn't hurt. Whiskey.
Well, rubbing whiskey on his genitals.
Whiskey doesn't kill anything except the brain. This man didn't use a rubber because he'd been told it didn't feel so good with a rubber.
Right, doesn't.
Well, what he's got now really doesn't feel good.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
And this man, he had to pay a terrible price for catching syphilis.
What was that?
He married the girl he loved and passed the germs on to her.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
Pretty soon, she had a baby. Oh. It had syphilis, too.
Oh, dear. Now the heavy music.
It would have been better dead.
Oh, no.
It would have been better dead, Mike.
Wow.
This is Paul Robeson, who enjoys the respect and recognition of the entire world. From his college days, when he was an All-American end, through his great career as singer, actor, and world traveler, Mr. Robeson has done as much good for our people as any man alive.
Yep, he's a good guy.
Listen to him.
What you've been seeing here makes a lot of sense. 20 years ago, we didn't have pictures like this. For hours, we had to sit and listen to the coach lecture. He gave it to us hot and heavy, and we took it. Because if you want to play football, you've got to have a healthy body. In fact, if you want to do anything in this world, you've got to have a healthy body.
Not if you want to do radio.
Radio can be done when you're filthy and diseased.
Mm-hmm. With VD.
Now, this film is pretty frightening. Yet, it's not as frightening as the records the War Department has shown me on VD. I tell you, we've got to do something about this, and we have the answer. You've seen it right here in this picture.
Right, the toothpaste.
None of us will forget what we've learned from this movie. But more important, let's not forget our responsibility to our communities.
Right.
Our families and ourselves.
God bless America.
We must defeat VD.
Yes. Defeat it. Get a pro kit.
There you go.
Wow.
You simply apply it outside and inside.
You're pretty obsessed with that, aren't you? That's on your mind, isn't it?
You know why?
That'd be difficult.
I've had, because of my kidney ailments,
yeah.
I've had the thing
where they
put a tube in there.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, while you're still without anesthesia?
Yeah. I can't imagine of your own free will.
Just doing that.
Leaning down there trying to get the hole big enough so that you could put the applicator tube in.
I'd go crazy.
Jesus Christ.
That's right. Crazy or your heart will stop. Mm-hmm.
Dumb Joes.
No! And for God's sakes, don't pass it along to the baby.
Well, we've got lots and lots of questions.
Wow, so many questions, like little children.
And we'll dive into that in just a moment. We'll rub it on the outside and the inside.
Yeah, it should be mighty interesting.
Remember, no whiskey.
Here comes some Dumb Joes rubbing whiskey all over it.
Right there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Congratulations again. Listen, I gotta bring this up. Favor already? Excuse me?
Anthony, you always have business on your mind. Take a night. Smell the cognac.
Rich Butterfield came to see me. She wants $100,000 to relocate on account of Vito Jr. Already has his own social worker.
Patty told me there was doings. I guess the doesn't fall far from the faggot's ass.
It's beautifully put. But your family, right? Cousins.
What can you do? Throw money at the problem?
Well, somebody's gonna.
I'll talk to the kid. Set him right.
Good.
You two going home together?
The Don and Mike Show.
They can cure the itch in your ditch. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
What are you, a wise ass?
Right, Carm. Well, Sopranos ends on Sunday night.
Yeah, the end of an era.
On our phone now, the great Frank Vincent. It's quite a pull for us today. Hey, Frank.
Frank, how are you?
How are you?
Frank, of course, is Phil on The Sopranos.
Yeah, Frank, we really appreciate you coming on the show. You know we're enormous fans, and this is a real treat for us. It really is.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Frank, again, thanks for your time. Know that everybody's pulling at you a million different ways. Beyond all of the questions we'd like to ask you about The Sopranos, the thing that I wanted to ask you most was, I saw you interviewed, I guess it was maybe last year during last season's kickoff, and you were having not a meltdown with the press, but you were saying to someone, I don't like being interviewed, I don't like being recognized from being on this show. Do you still feel the same way? Are people still bugging you?
Well, there's a lot of people out there who watch the show. I mean, more than you could even imagine, and you really can't go too many places without people asking to take a picture. And it's okay. It's okay, you know, when you go there purposely for that reason. But when you go to a restaurant and everybody's got a cell phone with a picture on it and don't know how to use it, and they say, "Can we take a picture?" And so I hate to say no, so I say yeah. And the guy's wife comes next to you, and you stand there, and he's, like, figuring out how to work the camera.
Frank,
and then the next person says, well, how about me? Could you take a picture? So now I'm working. I'm not sitting down, relaxing, having dinner. I'm working. So
do you think you're approached differently because of the kind of characters you've played in the past when you're playing wise guys and you're playing guys and that? Do you think people, you know, handle you differently when you're out and about?
Well, I don't know, you know, differently what that means, because that's the way they all come to me. You know, I don't know how they come to other people, but people come to you. I mean, women especially come to you. I don't think men don't come to me as much as women do. Usually women come over and say, my husband says that you know, he'd like to have a picture. I said, where's your husband? He's over there. I said, call him over here. And he comes over. I say, you sent your wife over here to talk to me?
See, and that's why, see, Frank, if you said that to me, I'd be scared of you. And that's what it is. The guys are scared of you, Frank. That's what it is.
Maybe it is. I don't know. It could be, because Phil's a pretty bad guy.
Even back, like, when you were in Casino, even then, I would think, and I liked you back then, I would think if I saw you on the street, I would probably say to my friend, oh, look, it's the guy from Casino. Not a chance. I'd walk up and go, you know.
No, I'd be afraid.
Hey, Mr. Mobster, how are you?
I would be very, very afraid.
Well, that's not really me anyway. So.
No, I don't. Right. I'm kidding about that. You are quite the actor in that role. When you signed on for the role of Phil, did you have any thought that you'd be end up being the supervillain in the finale?
No, actually, I didn't. I had seen David for the first go around, and he didn't hire me because of Billy Batts. Billy Batts from Goodfellas.
The guy that gets killed in Goodfellas. I mean, at the very beginning, an amazing.
I played in that, and he was very popular. And David didn't want anybody that popular in the show to begin with, so he didn't hire me. But a couple of years later, we met again. I had to go see him, and he said, I'm going to definitely do something. And a year later, he called me in, and they called me like on Thursday, so you start Monday. And all during that first season, I kept asking the writers, you know, how are we doing? I'm like, what's going to happen here? Because after a year, we all came out. Steve Buscemi came out, and and myself. We were supposedly in jail, and Robert Loggia and another character. And all three of them went away, and I stayed. So Buscemi died, and Loggia went back to jail, and the other character, I shot him in the trunk.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to ask you, you mentioned...
That was very symbolic of Billy Batts.
It's about Billy Batts. Since you mentioned Billy Batts, really, I don't think I've ever seen on screen more of a disturbing scene of somebody getting killed. And is it, you know, you hear actors say it's tough to watch. It had to be extremely difficult to watch that. When you're getting worked over by Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro in that bar scene, is it feel strange when you see yourself going through something like that after it's all put in the can?
No. When you know you realize when you're doing it what you're doing, but then when you see it looks great at how they put it together to me. So we don't, you know, the emotion of it is gone by the time we've seen it already 2-3 times. So I think we look at it more from a mechanical point of view, production point of view. It's like you when you hear a radio show, you say that's a good show, it's not a bad show, whatever.
Right.
And Frank, how did you get into how did you mold the character of Phil? Because he went from being like you said, kind of a hanger on to now he's the guy that has the balls to sit down, confront James Gandolfini, who's a very commanding presence on that show. What have you done to make your character into the character that David Chase had envisioned when he wrote it?
It's the question should be what did David do? You know, the question is that the writing is so terrific for the character that you know you can't help but just go with it. And
but Phil, you're very humble. You're very good yourself. It's agreed that the material is fantastic, but there's got to be more than you getting a script and looking at it.
No, it's the look and it's the whole delivery. And it has come to a head. Of course, we can't ask you how it's going to end, but you know, there's a popular school of thought out there that is saying we're either talking to the guy that's going to go away or Tony's going to go away, and nobody really knows what's going to happen. It's got to be an incredible feeling to be a part of something like this that has been, such a part of the consciousness of the American people.
It's incredible. It's incredible as an actor. It's incredible for a career. I've played music for many years. I've acted for many years, and this is a terrific highlight. And it's something that makes you famous, and it gives you star quality. And who the hell knew? You know, who knew? Who knew 5 years ago or 4 years ago that this was going to happen? I think David Chase knew, but I didn't know.
Well,
and then
Phil, granted that David Chase saw the talent that you have and he gives you a good script, to follow up what Mike was asking you, seriously, if you've got a scene where you've got like 3 lines of dialogue and you've got to do most of it with facial expressions, with body stuff, with just looking up like at an urn in that one scene where you're just looking up at the urn, how long are you one of those guys that's got to sit down and say, I got to get into character to do this? Or do you just sit down and boom, do it?
I just do it. It's a simple word. It's called talent.
There you go.
Amen.
You're absolutely right.
If you have to think about that, then you can't be doing it because you can't think about it. You just, and you don't know you're doing it, you know, you get the script and you read the scene and you say, and it's set where it's set, and it tells you, the direction tells you where it is. But then you have to go to the scene. You have to go to the actual physical place. And you have to, your moves have to all be choreographed. It's part of the technique of doing film. The camera's going to be here. You're going to be there. You've got to go up the ladder. You've got to put the thing up there. So these are all steps that you have to rehearse and you have to look at and analyze in your brain instantly, because you don't get too much of a time to rehearse it. And you have to be relaxed. It's like anything else. You have to go on the air. You know you're going to go on. You know you're going to talk.
Is David Chase a guy that does a lot of takes, Frank? Does he do a lot of...
No, the Sopranos don't do a lot of takes. They do. They can do a lot of takes if they really get in trouble, but usually it's three or four takes. But you do a lot of angles, so you do a lot of different camera setups. So by the time you finish the shot, you've done, with all the angles considered, 15, 20 times, you know. So they have it. They have material from all different angles, and now it's in the editing how they're going to put it together.
And how much does working with a guy, a director like Martin Scorsese, develop you as an actor? I mean, you started out with a movie like Raging Bull, and you work with a guy like Martin Scorsese.
Right.
How does that form? Did that help you and turn you into a better actor?
Oh, sure. He's the best there is, and if you pay attention to what he's talking about and how he's doing it, and then when you see it, you know, it absolutely. I mean, when you work. You know, a good fighter fights a good fighter. A bad fighter fights a good fighter, and the bad fighter looks good.
Right.
A good fighter fights a bad fighter, and the good fighter looks bad.
Right.
So, Frank, if you can take another compliment. Also great in that movie, Do the Right Thing. I saw you in that as well.
Yeah, sure.
Breakout performance, and also, I mean, well, it's not a breakout because you've been established by then. What about even like, what's that video game you're the voice in? My kid plays it all the time. Grand Theft Auto, is it two or three?
I did about two of them, three of them, I think.
Yeah. There was one of these games, and my son's now 22.
Yeah.
And he's playing this thing, this game, you know, Grand Theft Auto. I'm like half paying attention. And he says, "Hey, Dad, it's that guy you like from The Sopranos." And it really took me a couple of seconds. How many days does it take to go in and lay down the voice track for a video game?
In Grand Theft Auto, I think... I think I worked on each game, probably 3 or 4 days.
Wow. And that's a nice little payday after that, isn't it?
Oh, it's a very, very.
Yeah, I was going to ask without getting terribly personal if you made a lot of money on that.
Made a lot of money. But the reason why it's different is voiceover. It's not, so you're not on camera. What they do is they put a little camera on you in the booth. So when you're doing the dialogue, they see how your face moves.
And then they match the animation to it?
Yeah, to some degree, yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
It's interesting the way they do that.
Frank, I know that you're thrilled with your sex.
I'm thrilled with my sex very much.
Success. Will you be glad when The Sopranos is over, at least in the short term? Will you be glad to just have it done with?
No, I wish you would go on more because it's a good job and it's working with the top levels there are in the business. You know, at most of the times when you work with Scorsese and you do something that's an independent film, it's a little downhill. Like this is the top of the line here. The crew, the writing, the direction, the photography, it's all mainstream and it's all the best there is. So anything working after this usually is a little bit of a letdown. So
I would imagine so.
It's a little bit of a letdown.
Would you, as far as, there's a small circle of guys that do the mob-related movies, really. I mean, there are just not many people that are credible and do a good job. Will you continue to do that kind of work, or will you say, hey, I'm a little tired of doing this? Will you continue to pursue projects with that kind of theme?
Well, the projects pursue you. You know, I have a couple of projects lined up where one project I'm going to be a fight promoter who's not really, you know, gangsters are gangsters. They're only people, and they could be lawyers, they could be doctors.
Right.
I mean, they could be anything. I mean, Sean Payne played a lawyer who was a drug addict and a killer, you know, in a movie. So,
the,
I mean,
the Al Pacino movie, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly right. So, I mean, you know, a character's a character. So you just look, I don't look at it as a mob guy. I look at it, I mean, Phil is who he is. You know, he's been in jail. He's been 25 years, and he's in a position where now he can be what he wants to be. And I guess this is what you want to be when you're growing up, to be a mob guy.
And the last question I would ask you is, depending on what happens on Sunday night, whether you live or Tony lives, if the character of Phil lives, Could you ever see them coming to you and saying, hey, you know, it's not going to be The Sopranos, but there is such a hunger for this show that we want to do, you know, for lack of a better term, the Phil show. Would you come back and be a part of a show like that?
Well, do you have the script and money?
Do you have a script and money too? And I have to ask you, because I know you're an accomplished drummer. Did you ever get a chance to meet Buddy Rich?
Buddy Rich gave me drumsticks.
Oh, cool. Buddy Rich is my idol. That's why I had to ask that question.
Buddy Rich was a great man.
Thank you.
When you drummed with Paul Anka, right?
Yeah.
What tunes did Paul Anka jam out at that time?
No, I don't remember. It was a 60-piece orchestra, and we played, and I think it was in his very early days, of course. But I forgot. I have it somewhere written down. But
do you still play? Do you still play the drums?
I don't get a chance to play. I'd love to play, because every time I want to play, a friend of mine says, come and play tonight.
You play with Del Shannon?
I play with Del Shannon. They put up a sign, you know, now appearing, so I can't do that.
Oh, that stinks.
I did a lot of work with Del Shannon. Bill Rommel was the producer of Del, and he had all his hits.
Yeah, you ever played drums on Runaway with him?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Wow. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty freaking cool.
This is neat.
Well, listen, we are just slurping you. We're giving you a prostate exam because you're fantastic on The Sopranos. We love you and all the stuff that you do. And
if we ever see you eating dinner, we will not approach you with a camera phone.
You may.
One last question. We are fans of The Sopranos, and we have bemoaned the ups and downs and the slow plots and then everything happening at once. Will we be happy with the resolution on Sunday night?
After I see the show, I'll tell you the answer. I don't know what's going to make you happy, and I don't really know exactly what he has put together. I know what I did in it.
Oh, it's the secrecy of The Sopranos. That never changes.
Are you happy with what you did?
Yes, I am.
Good. Very good.
Frank,
I want to plug my website, guys.
Oh, go ahead, Frank.
Please do. Go home and get your Shinebox t-shirts and all my gear. Those t-shirts and mouse pads.
What's your website again, Frank?
FrankVincent.com.
FrankVincent.com. We'll put a link on our website as well. You get a bunch of hits today.
When we have legendary performers on, Frank, we always ask for just one little thing. And I wouldn't mind. Could you say, Don and Mike, go and get your shine box? Could you say that to us?
Sure, I could.
Oh, thanks, Frank.
We'll
go ahead.
Tape right now.
Don and Mike, go home and get your shine box.
Yeah, baby.
We will cherish that one, Frank.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
You just made us hard.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Frank.
Bye-bye.
Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that's pleasure. Very cool.
A pleasure.
First guy you see in Goodfellas, but he's in the trunk of a car.
No, Tommy, no. Also in Casino.
Yeah. In Casino, he gets Joe Pesci to go out to the cornfield and gets him with the bat.
Whack, whack, whack.
Wow.
Yeah, he's good.
Wow.
He's good.
The real deal.
Okay, that's about as good as it gets.
Yeah. That's about as fresh as it gets, too, going into the final weekend of The Sopranos. And will it be him or will it be Tony? It's going to be either one of them, I think.
Well, John, you've saved your job for another week. Congratulations. Give John another 5-day contract.
Yay, another 5-day contract.
And let's go to...
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Right. Yes. Poor Buzz has been over there.
I'll give you my pro kit.
Thank you. Anyway, are you ready over there?
I believe I am.
Born ready. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
I did you a favor. You do me a favor. Honey, I've got to have some marijuana.
You, me, bar, beers, Buzz.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Used to get me so hot.
Artistically bankrupt. The Don and Mike Show.
What do you like this?
Carmelo's hot.
Yeah.
My handsome man.
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
God forgive you.
What if that show just sucks?
There's no way it can.
Not going to happen.
I don't think it's possible. I'll tell you why it's not possible. It's just too much drama. Of course, you didn't like it last week, did you?
It's very possible.
You think it's possible that it's going to suck?
Why? Have you heard something?
I've heard one thing.
What?
What, boy?
That there's at least one scene in an ice cream parlor.
Oh, I read the same thing, too.
And I can't imagine how they can shoehorn that in, that the Soprano family is eating in an ice cream parlor.
Isn't the scene that, I'm not making a joke, like that Dr. Melfi is having ice cream as well and happily reading in the newspaper about Tony's woes?
All I read is that there is a group shot at an ice cream parlor.
Well, how can he be in an ice cream parlor when he left us in a safe house?
He can leave the safe house, you know.
It's to get ice cream.
The thing is, if
it's Blue Bunny.
With the whole tray.
I got a baguette in my pants 24/7.
Therefore, am I going to leave the safe house with my automatic weapon to get ice cream?
I want it very badly to be a great episode, and I will give it the benefit of the doubt, but I think there's a chance it's going to let us down.
If you do any kind of a search for Soprano final episode, you'll see at least 8 or 9 sites where they say they are positive that they have received the script for the final episode.
Yeah. Well, now based on our wonderful chat with Frank Vincent, I want Phil to win. I want Phil to win the war.
All right. By killing Tony?
Yes. I want Tony dead. Well, there's got to be one winner and one loser if the show is going to have a true ending.
There's no way both of those guys live, right?
I'm trying to.
If that happens, you know what? We're talking about what'll be a disappointing episode.
That would
be the disappointment if they both live.
Wasn't there a big movie where like two superheroes or something where they fought at the very they just boom down? Oh no, I know what it was. It was one of those dumb Rocky movies. It's like the end of
Rocky Four.
Rocky Four, where they just fight and fight and fight and fight.
And nobody wins?
And they knock each other out. Uh-huh.
They both knock each other out?
I think so.
Well, see, if they both die, that's fine.
Will Phil or Tony be wearing the Spirit of America boxing shorts in that case?
And they'll both give each other a pro treatment.
And do you think that they'll try and bring it full circle with ducks?
Like yeah, they probably season. Will. Yeah.
They'll do something artful like that.
They never
right?
wrap anything up. I don't expect to see the ducks.
I thought there would be something with the ducks because I thought the pool has some sort of significance because that's where it started and that's where AJ tried to off himself.
Right. Mm-hmm. The pool seems to come back, but the fact
that... And it's where he hides the money from Carm.
Do you think he's going to get out of the safe house, though?
Do you think Janice will be nude?
Janice, we can hope. Janice.
Do you think it'll be an open funeral for Bobby?
An open box?
Open box.
Open cans.
Maybe.
That'll upset everybody. You want to keep everybody calm.
Yeah.
So there's no trouble, thank God.
Did you see him on the Today Show today?
Bobby Bacala, yes.
There was a great moment when, who is the lady that fills in for Ann Curry doing the news?
Natalie Morales.
They were making cannolis, and she squirted the filling right into his mouth from the tube. It was great.
Really?
It was very sexual.
That sounds like the pro kit.
Look, she only put a quarter of it.
Yeah, the thing with the gays, just didn't leave it in the closet. Make some devious.
Poor Phil.
He's dead,
no.
too.
Well, he's not dead.
We don't know that for sure, but I would probably bet with
probably.
You. He's a goner.
You know what will make it a successful episode?
What? If Polly Walnuts live.
And also, I guess, maybe, you know what I'd like? I would like for Tony to come clean to Carmella about what he did to...
Because
she still hangs on to that whole thing. Christopher was so crazy about whatever happened to Adriana.
She was an informant, Tom. We had Sil whack her in the woods.
Are you insane?
No, I'm not. But give me the ziti.
Oh, my God. You used to get me so hot down here.
I know I do. You know why? Because I jump on you like I'm a Brahma bull.
That's when you were Kevin Finnerty.
Hi, I'm Kevin Finnerty.
Oh, that's right. I that's another weird LSD-like turn the Sopranos took.
Never sold.
I get it. I get it.
Hi there,
Bud. Hi, Don and Mike.
How are you anyway?
I'm well, and in case you haven't heard, Paris Hilton's back in jail, ordered there today by an angry Judge Michael Sauer.
Everybody can suck it.
He boosted her sentence back to the original 45 days minus the 5 days of detention. Already served.
Bravo.
A grateful nation.
Our national nightmare has ended.
Thank you, Judge Sourballs.
Sigh of relief.
Judge says he saw no evidence of any medical condition that would have justified sending Paris back to her mansion.
Big mouth don't make a big man.
Instead of serving out a time.
If any trouble starts around this jail, before anybody can get to you, you're going to get accidentally shot.
Oh, he's a tough judge. Judge says he never would have okayed the going home had anyone asked. Hilton.
Come on back to the bottle. Get drunk.
Bottle. Hilton screamed and cried to her mother as she was escorted back to court and then back to jail. Her lawyers are expected to file an appeal yet this evening or Monday.
Don't expect me to do something about it.
At the latest.
Right, Judge Sourballs.
Judge Sour is a good name for the guy.
Just get down on your knees and go after it.
Oh, wow.
But Judge Sourballs.
That'll get her out of jail.
What's your problem, dude?
Sorry, don't get it done, dude.
In a related story. And
don't call me dude.
You said
talked
dude.
Talked about it some.
You said dude, and then he said dude.
What's your problem, Judge?
Don't ever do it again.
What, call you dude?
Maybe you're right.
They aren't much good anymore.
No, he's talking nonsense now.
Are you done talking about Paris?
Aren't you sorry now you didn't get on the stage?
Stage, like stagecoach or the stage?
I apologize for my language.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you later. Bye, bye, Judge.
And stop if I say stop.
Okay. We will, sir. A week in Paris.
How's it taste?
There we go.
In a related story, a new kind of STD has been discovered. Mycoplasma genitalium. Sounds a little like something Mike's cousin Luigi might say. But it's already made its way across the U.S. with a vengeance. Twice as many young adults have it than have gonorrhea.
Let's say, hi, Baltimore. How you doing, Charm City?
If you're lucky, it causes inflammation in the urethra or cervix.
You get it by rubbing up against the Brumoseltzer tower.
Every time.
But most of the time, it has no symptoms, and it can cause infertility.
If you're a dumb Joe, and isn't that the word the guy used?
Yes.
Was rod. The word that we had to beep out.
Really?
He said, right. That's what the guy was rubbing the whiskey on.
Yeah, it didn't work, though.
His rod.
Won't work for this, either.
His rod and reel.
It might also be...
I'm rod, and I'm real.
It might also be difficult to find someone who can test you for this new disease, depending on where you live. The good news is it can be treated with antibiotics.
What's it called again?
It's called Mycoplasma genitalium. Mycoplasma. Genitalium.
Mycomara genitalium.
That's all I got out of it.
It does sound.
Mike's genitalia.
Mycomara genitalium.
Call it that for short. Hey, don't expect a doctor from Grey's Anatomy to come running, though, and certainly not Dr. Preston Burke.
He's a fag.
No, not this one. After apologizing.
He likes saying that word, though, doesn't he?
Homo.
He did for a while. I think he's soured on it now.
Homo.
After apologizing, going to gay slur rehab, and making a series of anti-slur public service announcements, Isaiah Washington has been fired from Grey's Anatomy.
Ow, you don't mess with the Mo's.
The gay actor who got slurred will be back next year with a big raise, T.R. Knight, who plays Dr. George O'Malley. Washington's mightily pissed about having to jump through all those hoops only to be fired, quoting the statement he issued through his agent, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. Catherine Heigl, who plays Izzy, may also be headed out the door after her successful movie debut
she
in Knocked Up.
So good in Knocked Up.
And the redhead with the bedroom eyes, Kate Walsh, who plays Dr. Addison Shepherd, is leaving to do her own show. Will the last doctor leaving please turn out the lights?
That settles it. I'm going to continue not watching.
A wise decision.
I don't care what you say.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't all that impressed, or surprised at least, to hear that the man who'd invented Cheese Whiz and perfected the beloved McDonald's French fry had died of a heart attack. He lived to be 91 years old, so there.
I'm a 91-year-old fat man. Did you ever suck the Cheese Whiz out of a McDonald's French fry?
And our taste buds are forever grateful to Edwin Traceman.
You ever have VD, and then I have to take a tube of some type of ointment and put it on the inside and the outside? I'm so sad. You know why?
Why?
Why? I got my Gomera genitalia. Remember, Hank, 48, Broadway.
Our taste buds will always thank food scientist Edwin Traceman.
Right.
You see, it was Edwin who taught Kraft how to wrap slices of cheese individually.
Take Kraft baby marshmallows, wrap in a piece of salami, cover with fish sauce, drop into a boil of... I can't do it anymore. I'm sorry.
And top with baby marshmallows.
Another delicious taste treat from Kraft.
Serve it in a hollowed-out ham.
It was Edwin who got McDonald's to hire women, and he risked losing the locations he owned to make that happen.
Carve the skin off your forearm. Drop Kraft baby caramels in there. There are no such things as Kraft baby caramels. They're Kraft caramels. Cover with sugar and salt and serve warm. A delicious taste treat for your family from Kraft.
Sugar and salt.
He invented a lot of things, and Cheese Whiz and McDonald's French fries and individual wrappers, as it turns out, aren't that good for us, but they made us happy. And Edwin may have done more to help our health than hurt it. He pushed for research on E. coli before anybody else really knew what it was.
Pull out a section of hair down there, put into a bowl with Miracle Whip, stir and serve hot. A delicious taste treat from Kraft.
The always popular George W. Bush was in Germany for a big money summit meeting this morning, and he was feeling a little queasy.
Fancy dicks you got here.
Stomach virus, maybe. That happens to everybody.
Oh, look out! Look out!
especially when we travel.
They freaking rush this guy. It was breaking news today. George Bush sick at G8, and they rushed him away because they were so afraid it would be like father like son.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They immediately pulled out the tape of George Sr. barfing in Japan.
With that delightful chuckle of his, the president explained from his hotel room phone that he left a meeting with the president of France because he didn't want to do what his daddy did.
Mm-hmm.
His dad, George Herbert Walker Bush, as portrayed in that tape, actually threw up at a summit meeting in Tokyo in 1992 and then fell out of his chair unconscious.
And it's great. It was like almost projectile vomiting.
Yeah.
And the senior Bush did a backwards turn on his chair and actually did a header.
It was actually famous for months after that.
That was early in my time with you, and I remember that day clearly because one of the things I got hold of that day was a list of what had been on the menu at that
time. I remember that.
Where Bush Sr. was, and I was able to give you a list of what the president hurled.
How long ago was that?
1992.
I remember how many years ago? It's 15 years ago?
Yeah.
I remember you said to me after you did that story off the air.
Yeah.
You said, you know what?
What?
One day his son will grow to be president, and I will take at least 1 hour of your guy's show every day to say what a bad job his son is doing as president. I will do that in the year 2007.
And you said, okay.
In the year 2000.
Sure. I didn't think you'd last past 95. How the hell did I know you'd still be here in 2007?
Any idea what W threw up?
No, I don't even think a meal was involved here. This
no
was
jello shots?
Pretzels.
A meeting with the president.
Nothing but pretzels.
Pretzels just make them pass out. Oh,
they make
throw
me
them
choke.
Up.
They make me choke.
So this morning's meeting with the French president continued in...
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Funny you should mention that. Because
hey, Laura, where's my rod?
They continue...
George, do you mean your bottom buddy?
Yeah, my bottom buddy. That's what I need. Yeah, and my rod. I got to rub whiskey on it.
Oh, that, your penis.
W's meeting with the French president did continue in W's hotel room. A
Merci, boo, blah, blah.
Where it was more private and a more convenient bathroom was available.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. A couple of Alabama lawmakers went to Fisk City in the state capital of Montgomery yesterday. Republican State Senator Charles Bishop claimed that Democratic Senator Lowell Barron had called him a son of a bitch. Republican Chuck Bishop then slugged Democrat Lowell Barron in the head with his right fist.
Good.
And then Barron hit back, or tried to. Other lawmakers pulled him apart.
Don't hit me. You're hurting me.
Ow, Joe Besser.
Bishop says he's sorry he hit a guy. That, he says, is not the way grown men solve their problems, but he has no intention of apologizing. Quoting another lawmaker, it's a black eye on the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know he used to beat his son all the time. Jason Bishop.
That's not money.
It's not funny. Yankee slugger Jason Giambi has been told to fess up or else.
Giambi.
Uh-huh.
Not Giambi.
Okay.
Your wish is granted.
I always think.
Long live Giambi.
That's right. Giambi's the guy from Pee Wee's Playhouse.
And that's what I always think of when I see Jason Giambi's name.
Giambi. Steroids.
Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig issued a public statement yesterday asking Giambi to cooperate with the steroid investigation within 2 weeks. That statement says not cooperating could lead to disciplinary action. Selig also wants Giambi to apologize to the fans. Giambi's not available for comment. He's on the disabled list and not with his team in Chicago today. His agent isn't returning calls.
Isn't Giambi like the only guy that's come out besides Jose Canseco and said, yeah, I did it?
Yeah, he's kind of forthright about it, but he has to come out and say a lot more. That's what Bud Selig wants him to do.
I was going to mention to you about that almost no-hitter that Schilling threw yesterday.
Two outs in the bottom of the ninth, and it got wrecked by, I think, Shannon Stewart was the guy's name.
Always keep your head in the game. Who's the DH? Is it Big Poppy?
Yeah, David Ortiz.
Do you know that he did not know that Curt Schilling had a no-hitter going until the one out to go in the top of the ninth?
Wow.
I read today, what's the Boston newspaper?
The Globe or the Herald?
It was the Globe.
Right.
It had a quote from him saying, I didn't know what everybody was excited about until I looked at the scoreboard and saw a zero and thought, oh, he's throwing a no-hitter.
And it was the top of the ninth, and they had to get him to shut up.
Yeah.
Because he started getting excited about it, and he was talking about it, and they're all like, stop.
Like, hey, retard, what game have you been watching?
But if it wasn't for him, they wouldn't have won, because he hit the solo home run, but he didn't know until the top of the ninth.
And then what is the excuse that I read? They said, it's because a DH doesn't have his head in the game.
Right. Yeah, right. if he doesn't have his head in the game. I don't know. Why he was bother? Just out of it. He's just, you know what it is? He's just a fun-loving guy. I mean, he doesn't pay attention. He really does. He's the DH, but if you see him during a game, he's just running around having fun.
Is he always that bright, though?
Hey, hey, not Big Poppy. No.
I'm asking you. I don't watch
the game. Hey, Mike, hold on. He is like 8 shades of stupid. If you're sitting there on the bench and you're surrounded by 25 other ball players and your pitcher's throwing a no-hitter and you don't figure it out until the top of the ninth.
He's no dumber than Brett Favre.
Ouch.
Hey.
Yeah, okay. Hey.
I would like to submit this.
What?
But Buzz was aware that the no-hitter was going before he was.
Buzz actually gave me the AP story yesterday.
Yeah, actually.
And then, what was it, 5 seconds later, it got wrecked.
Didn't last long. Mm-hmm.
I think Brett Smart.
Brett Smart is Farber than David Ortiz.
Giambi's only...
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you're right again.
Exactly.
Giambi's only confession so far was in a USA Today article. He said, quote, he was wrong for you. Using that stuff, and that's the closest he's come to.
Who's that actress I like so bad?
Who?
Gene Favre?
Yeah. Maxwell Favre.
Maxwell Favre.
I love that show, Get Favre.
Has the creator of Spider-Man sold out to Disney? That's our story when we continue.
Ooh. Stan Lee?
Yes.
And you know what else I saw in the Beltway today?
What's that?
A Favre car.
A what car? I forgot what.
Like a smart car, the one you were talking about?
There you go. They're saying have a nice weekend, Rob.
I'm going to have a good commute tonight, though, because I just got my Favre tag.
Wasn't very Favre of me to do that joke, though.
So. You're a Favre ass.
I am.
Stop making fun of Brett Favre, okay?
Hey, man, watch out.
Not funny.
Stop at those comments. They really Favre.
Okay. All right. You're just ruining it. You're just continuing to ruin it. Go sit down.
Go bid on something on eBay that Bob Barker touched.
$6,000 for his microphone.
16-1.
16-1?
I swear to God, if given the chance, Rob would sell his children to buy these Bob Barker microphones that are on eBay.
$16,000.
There's 7 days left.
He should consider it.
Only 7 days left.
I can make more children.
All right, pause. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
This is not what you signed up for. The Don and Mike Show.
You know I detest the radio.
Yes, I know.
Turn that off immediately.
A fellow I had known for years, he came into my dressing room, put his arms around me, and said... Talk about it.
Bob's done too.
I like the way Bob cries. He doesn't whine. He doesn't go, eh. You just see him. He just stops talking. It's like, can't talk about it. That's how much it meant to me.
We will have the great Bob Barker on the show one final time next week.
Wonderful.
The real Bob before his last show airs.
That'll be great. Great.
Here now is Guy Birdley. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How are you anyway?
I'm great. Attention comic book geeks. Has Spider-Man creator Stan Lee sold out to Disney?
I webbed you.
That
means he got the apartment.
In a way, perhaps. Disney Studios has entered into an exclusive multi-year first-look deal with Lee and his production company, POW Entertainment. Stan Lee and company would develop and produce all forms of entertainment. Lee calls it the realization of a dream. Quoting him, ever since I was a young boy, Disney was at the forefront in family entertainment. I look forward to contributing whatever I can to keep the legend alive and growing.
Don't hold that against him. He's got gypped out of so much money over Spider-Man over the years. Mm-hmm. Stan Lee has.
Yeah, he's gotten screwed. And I guess this means you won't see Spider-Man at Universal Studios anymore, right?
Well, he's got a. There's going to be a whole lot of legal wrangling to get the Marvel superheroes out of Universal.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. He can talk to fish underwater.
Yeah.
When he turns green, he grows in size. His clothes rip off from kryptonite. Look out. Here comes the Spider-Man.
Yeah, rock on.
He's my favorite member of the Fantastic Four. His utility belt is really cool. His airplane is invisible. Spinach makes him super strong. Shazam. There goes the Spider-Man.
I mean, I'm sure he at this point is just looking for his payout on all of these comic books.
Right.
Like, for instance, the Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
They are whoring this thing out. So much. Can you avoid an ad for this? Can you avoid a tie-in? Last night, I'm positive I'm the only guy in this room that was watching the Spurs and the Cavaliers. But during the game...
Second guy in this room that was watching the Spurs and Cavaliers.
Oh, do you watch it, Rob?
Yeah, I always do.
Yeah.
I watched the whole thing.
The whole basketball game.
Start to finish. It was the only thing that was on.
Wow.
I watched a little bit of that Godfather I told you
the
about.
The whole tray?
The whole thing. It was fantastic.
I was kidding. I didn't watch it because I don't care for the world of sports.
I know.
But what? I don't normally care for the world of basketball, but I decided I'd watch this because it'd be fascinating.
Such a liar. Anyway, at one point they came on with, and it was the, who are the Fantastic Four players of the night?
Oh.
And, of course, it's the Silver Surfer flying in.
Oh, boring.
And it's the logo, and it's got nothing to do with the game.
No.
It was like three guys from the Spurs and LeBron James.
Yeah, I mean, that's who it really should be, right? I mean, the players, like LeBron James, Bill Laimbeer.
Stop it. Would you stop it with your phone talk you don't know about basketball? They're not that much of a mo. But the point is that they're going out of their way to squeeze this stuff in for the movie.
Yeah,
like
they
said, who are the four best players tonight? And I go, who are the four best players? Well, you know why they're asking that?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's Fantastic Four.
Right. And they're doing it now with sporting events as well as reality television shows.
Yeah.
Disney calls. Did it take away from the game?
Well, you know, you watched it.
Not to me, but I got right back on track
loved
with it. I didn't even notice that because I was so fixated on, you know, how many points LeBron was going to score for the Cavaliers.
What'd you think about old TP?
Oh, Tony Perkins, he's my favorite weatherman. And a good friend, yes.
You know the guy. Say the guy's name. You know the guy.
TP?
Yeah.
Toilet paper.
No, come on.
TP.
He's French.
I know.
His girlfriend is that hot piece of ass from Desperate Housewives.
Oh, him.
Tony Pan? I really don't. Give me the name.
Tony Parker.
No. Wouldn't have gotten it.
Matt Ginobili, you ever heard of him?
No.
Tim Duncan, you've heard of him?
Heard the name Tim Duncan, yeah.
Frank Donuts.
Duncan. Heard the name Tim Duncan. Now in my life, at this stage of my life, I am less into basketball than I ever have been. I really wouldn't. I would know Shaq. There was a day I was into basketball years and years
that
and years ago.
That would be a
ago.
Day before I knew you 22
well
years
before,
ago.
I mean, a long time before you
it
knew
it must
me.
Be when they wore booty shorts.
It was back in the days of...
what, like of all-white teams?
Tommy Heinsohn coaching the Celtics.
The good old days, Rob?
Oh, that was the best.
It was before, Tommy Heinsohn.
Before Rupp ruined it all down there in Kentucky?
It was Tommy Heinsohn coaching the Celtics. That's back when I kind of paid attention to it. That's back in the... But even then, it wasn't that good. It really wasn't. What am I talking about?
Yeah, you don't like basketball.
I hate basketball.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
I love it.
We continue to make some pretty amazing advances in science. Now, researchers believe we can make disease-curing stem cells without messing with any embryos at all. Three separate scientific teams have published separate studies saying they think they can make stem cells from adult skin cells. So far, it's only been tried on animals, and there are skeptics. President Bush says he will again veto a bill on stem cell research that was passed by the House this week.
The House.
A new invention might mean that appliances would never again have to be tethered to a wall outlet with a cord. No more lamp cords, no more extension cords, no more cords that won't reach.
Well, how is Rob going to tie his wife up?
He'll have to find another way.
He'll save them. He'll save the old ones.
I'll go to the antique store.
They're saving them now. Your laptop's battery would recharge itself without a cord. Some scientists at MIT have invented Y-tricity, wireless electricity. They can now illuminate a light bulb wirelessly from 7 feet away, and they're still working on it. Researchers envision a copper coil in your attic that would beam the juice to everything in your house. What could possibly go wrong?
I saw a copper
wrong?
Coil today.
It wasn't in the attic, though, was it?
No.
No, I take it back. You didn't see it. I saw it because I followed you in the men's room. Like, first break of the show. I'm standing outside the door going, what's a guy got to do to take a leak around here? After 5 minutes, it opens up. Here comes Mike with a newspaper in his hand.
Yeah, he broke. He took his USA Today, and he was off like a shot.
Yeah, well, I had to see about my copper coil.
Wouldn't it be great if booze came in a powder form and you could drop it in water like Kool-Aid? You could mix it with other beverages, and you mix it with an alcoholic beverage. The possibilities for overdose are endless. Some students in Amsterdam, naturally... have developed powdered alcohol that can, there for the moment, be legally sold to minors. In Amsterdam, that's anyone under the age of 16. For the moment, powdered alcohol is also tax-free.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
The product is cleverly named Booze to Go, in that text messaging style the kids enjoy so much.
Booze to go. Mm-hmm. It was the student's class.
Oh, number two?
Exactly.
Booze to go. Gotcha.
Hey, there's number two again.
Class project at a Votech Institute is what it was.
And by the way, a lot of number twos have done all right.
And also, teenagers, as we know, are indestructible, and that's why most young drivers admit that they chat or even text while they're driving. Lack of experience plus distraction. Again, what could possibly go wrong? Between 18 and 24, 93% of them use the phone, and 24% are sending text messages. Yeah. Among adults, it's 77% on the phone and only 16% texting.
I don't do it anymore.
Good. 83%.
I don't do it no more.
83% of Americans favor outlawing texting while driving. Only 38% of young drivers agree with
us. Oh, pish posh.
And finally, the Chinese, they love their pork.
Pish posh. How you doing, Monopoly man? I mean, that's all I can picture, a guy with a monocle, and that top hat.
Yeah. Oh, pish posh.
Pish posh. Pish posh.
Community chest.
Pish posh.
The Chinese love their pork. They love mushu pork, pork spare ribs, pork loins, barbecued pork buns, even bacon. The Chinese eat more than 92 billion pounds of pork every day. To the Chinese, a day without pork is like a day without food. Just one problem. There's a national pork shortage in China, making it hard to get and even harder to afford. And that comes at a very bad time. It's kind of embarrassing to have a pork shortage in the year of the pig.
Mm.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
All the ladies at the station
could
get a free trip over there.
The pork shortage.
I'd like to say hi to all of them. All the ladies at 10800 May.
We won't say their names so our teenage program director doesn't hit the button.
Have a nice weekend, ladies at 10800 Main.
I think we got to go. You all have a good one. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. We'll be back on Monday. That's right, Monday. Good day to you, sir.
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 And
you coming? Going to the Gold Room to see Brian Brenniger tonight. Great comic.
All right, drop a copper coil.
This is the Don and Mike Show.